Blog Talk Radio.
Kings and Morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and Morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and Morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J.K. Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me are my co-hosts, One Love, One Love. You're lucky if you have just one love.
One love, One love. You're lucky just to have just one. Love you, sir.
That's Yusuf Kente, y'all. Brother Reverend Ali.
M is for the way you mute. Me, you, is for the undermine I see. T is terrible, extra trouble. And E is everything than any mute you burned before. And mutes is all that I can get from you. Mutes is more than just a game for two. Mute, take my phone and break it. Anyway, you muted. Mutes are made for me and you.
Thank you. Jay King, take my Grammy for me. I won't be able to make it.
Good morning, everybody. Can you guys hear in the chat room? I just need to know. Good morning, Dale Burney. Good morning, Christy Graham. Good morning, Shelley Brown. Good morning, Willie Zinn. Good morning to everybody tuned in. Let me see. I'm doing my morning podcast until 10 a.m. Yeah. I don't know. Six Eyes, I know you can't see, but motherfucker, you should be able to at least feel time. God damn.
What time is it?
It's 10. It's 8:03. It's 8:03.
Okay.
So you can't get your... Ali's already, once Ali is gone, that's it.
All right, brother. That's cool.
No, it's not all right. You late.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. I want your pathos and your ethos and feeling in this shit.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Nigga burnt out. Nigga can't call in on time. The nigga be talking to have other conversations during the show. You can't control this wonder.
I would take care of business. I thought the phone was on mute. Motherfucker, I ain't the first one that did it.
Nigga, you always thought it's on mute. You done it over 20 times, nigga.
All right, nah. God bless you. Good morning, Ali. God bless you on this Wednesday. Good morning.
Why are you cussing so much, Ali, did it over
20 times?
Hell no, I ain't been over no damn
20
times.
That nigga done it over 20 times in the past 90 days.
No, sir. No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Why you come on this show early in the morning swearing so much?
I come on this show happy. I got my coffee, and y'all fuck with me.
You don't sound too happy.
Hold your motherfucking breath.
Kings in the Morning did this to you?
I don't know.
Nigga, go hold your breath for 3 hours, nigga.
K
King, this your prophet.
Damn, man.
Right when I thought this thing was over with.
Jay, so what I was asking you, did you hear about the fishermen that stuff weights and fish fillets inside the fish so they can win the fishing contest? And they got busted.
No. Is that right?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Now, how would they think
like
that they wouldn't get busted?
God, hey.
What
I don't
idiot
know
would think they could stuff a weight in a fish in a contest and not get busted?
A motherfucker like Six Eyes. Six Eyes do shit like that.
You know what? So just fuck with Six Eyes. Hey, is that what you're saying? Fuck it, it's on.
And they was like on a roll. They won like five, you know, the last five tournaments or something, last four, and people began to get suspicious. So what they did, they gutted the fish right there. Who was that sleep?
The hell
snoring? Is that Levi?
That's Six Eyes.
No. Motherfucker, I'm woke.
No.
Is it Terry?
No. No, it might be the boy. What's his name?
Jam.
Jam.
Jam, wake up, sir. Wake up.
Go
wake
move
up,
your
sir.
AMG, Jam. Your AMG's got to be moved.
I'm sorry, sir. I was up late last night. I'm sorry, sir. Hey, King, I'm sorry. I'm woke. Hello, the rest of the kings. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Please.
Sound like you're talking to Jesus.
What year is your AMG,
good morning,
Jam?
Good morning,
good morning.
Fuck that, Jam. What
Jason
you
Fisher,
well,
new
that's what
true
we
fisherman.
Know.
Jason Fisher knew the two fishermen needed their catch to weigh in at about 16 pounds to secure the Team of the Year award at a competition in Cleveland on Friday. Eyeballing their entry, the tournament director figured they were about to easily clear that mark with five fish he estimated would come in at about 20 pounds. When the scale nearly hit 34 pounds, he grew suspicious. It just kind of deflated me because I just knew it wasn't right. Fisher, the director and owner of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Fishing Tournament, told the Washington Post. Fisher grabbed one of the fish, ran his hand over its stomach, and squeezed. He felt something hard, too hard. Fisher sliced open the dead walleye and plunged his head into the fish's, into its flesh. He rooted around until he found what he hoped he wouldn't find. "We got weights and fish," he yelled, holding one of the 10 still gray egg-sized weights that would be pulled from the entry. Then Fisher disqualified the two-man team that had submitted the entry. "Get out of here," he yelled, inserting a curse word as a mob of competitors swarmed, heckled, and harangued one of them. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky would have won Friday's event, snagging nearly $30,000 in various prizes if they hadn't been disqualified. Having won several of the tournament's other competitions over the past few months, they also would have bagged the Lake Erie Walleye Trail's overall prize, which Fisher described as an MVP award. Instead, the disqualification brought their previous wins into question, sparked an investigation by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and shined a light on the underbelly of competitive angling in which tens of thousands of dollars can be at stake, even at the amateur level. Runyon and Kaminsky did not respond to requests for comment from the Post. Tournament organizers contacted the Ohio Department of Natural Resources on Friday. Stephanie O'Grady, a spokeswoman there, said in an email to the Post, "Wildlife officers went to the event site where they collected evidence and are now working on a report for the county prosecutor's office. As this is an open investigation, We have no further comment at this time. Chase Parsons, who's been a professional walleye fisherman for 20 years and stars in the national TV show The Next Bite, called the cheating scandal sickening and pathetic. His group text of people in the industry blew up when news of the scandal broke. Parsons said he and other elite anglers are worried people will assume this kind of cheating is rampant. It is absolutely not, he told the Post, adding that he can count on very few fingers the times this kind of cheating has happened. I don't think 99.9% of the anglers would even dream of trying to do something like this. And they couldn't in a lot of cases, Parsons said. For example, he competes in pro-am tournaments in which he's randomly paired with an amateur he's never met, which means they don't share the years of trust needed to engage in a cheating conspiracy. You could never get away with even trying to think about something like that. The Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament has been going on for more than 20 years, Fisher said. He started running the competition about 4 years ago and purchased the tournament from his previous owners in 2020. The tournament consists of multiple competitions spanning several months, all dotted along the shores of Lake Erie, and Runyon and Comiskey have been lighting it up this year, Fisher said. They won an event in Lorain in June, Ashtabula in July, and Geneva in September, Fisher said, and they were poised to cap off the tournament by winning the vaunted Team of the Year award with a good showing at the marquee event in Cleveland. A lot of things have come to a head here. If they'd won Friday's competition, Runyon and Kaminsky would have bagged about $28,750 in various prizes. Fisher said he's not sure what will happen to the tens of thousands of dollars that Runyon and Kaminsky have already been awarded this year. What do you mean you don't know what happened? They spent that. They spent this shit. What do you mean you're going to... That's like saying, you know, somebody ate the food in the kitchen and shit. That wasn't your food. Now give it back. How you going to give it back? You can't give it back.
They got the idea from Six Eyes. Wasn't it in Cleveland?
Why do you think they got the idea from Six Eyes?
Didn't you say it was in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when he was walking the dog over there by the pier. He gave him the idea. I'm willing to bet that. Six Eyes, don't you go walking in the morning? You and your dog? Sir? Sir,
nigga,
don't you hear me, sir?
Can't walk. Six Eyes can't walk a dog. Shit, what the fuck you talking about? That nigga don't even know where the leash is.
But fuck all that, Ali. Jam was sleep on the phone. Did you hear him sleep on the phone this morning?
Jam was
snoring like a motherfucker.
Jam didn't go to sleep.
But they must have been working last night doing that pavement while you was trying to sleep over there at the hotel, right, Jam?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get a good night's sleep?
Hell no.
Don't bring that cussing here. Go cuss them out.
No, I didn't have no good night's sleep, but I'm glad to hear y'all this morning. Well, good morning,
well, what
everybody.
Was you dreaming about when you were asleep?
Get some coffee, sir. You need it. Sir, yes, sir.
You sound like me.
That nigga is you. If you don't say shit, you sleep. You over there snoring, so a nigga got to speak for you.
Good morning, Keith.
He was imitating you yesterday.
Listeners.
Yeah.
I'm so
good morning, Thank
you.
Oh, boy, I'm woke now. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, Jam, you were actually asleep. That was you, huh, making all that goddamn noise.
I was asleep. I ain't going to lie.
Sir, yes, sir.
You can just come here and go to sleep on the show.
No, I actually dialed the number and I was woke, and I said I had 3 minutes till the show started, and I laid back on the pillow like a dummy. So that's what.
Jim, don't yell at us just because we busted you sleeping, man. Damn.
It's okay.
Man,
I figured that out. I be pulling the phone too close to me.
All right,
hey, nigga. Even when it's far away, you sound loud, nigga. You in the bathroom.
So
Jam, are you married?
I am. My wife lives with my sister,
currently because of the economic status, but we're working on getting a place.
Hey, one day at a time, Jim. Sure. Jim, do you like fast food?
I'd rather cook. I can burn.
Well, here's what I like to do, because you're going to be on my show, the Six Eyes Radio Network. What I like to do with my guests before I have them on, can we do a mock order? Welcome to Wendy's, Matt. Take your order, please.
You know what I'd do? I'd say, yeah, can I get some corn dogs?
Sir, this is Wendy's, sir.
That's
what
I
order.
Said. Can you make sure that I got some ketchup, and can you put a little bit of honey on them?
Yes, sir. Please. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Pull around.
Man, shut your ass up, Six Eyes. Call that nigga on your own time. Nigga, don't be practicing on Kings in the morning when your punk ass. You showed up late, nigga.
That's your corn dog right there. Old Toasty. He's a corn dog.
Good morning, man. Good morning. How are you, man?
Jim, when you left yesterday, when you left the show, you said, I have to go move my AMC Mercedes. My AMG Mercedes, Matt.
Yeah, 2007 AMG 63, and I'm master mechanic, so I keep it hot.
I told you that motherfucker was 20 something years old. Damn man,
classic right there.
I bet you I'll outrun anything you got.
You can't outrun shit with a 2007.
I'll outrun everything you got. You can put them all together. I got
120,000
miles on
nigga,
it. And if you want a European, anybody
car,
for real.
You
I
a goddamn lie.
I paid $16,000 for that car, and that car cost $108,000 when it was new.
This nigga, how fast do it get to 66 miles per hour?
66 in about 5.2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, you'll lose.
You think so? I got 200 on my odometer, bro.
That don't mean shit. If you drive anywhere, you sleep. If you drive anywhere, you sleep, nigga.
Jim, why did you have to say what kind of vehicle it was? Why didn't you just say I have to move my car? Why did you have to specify?
Because they were pouring tar, and I was specifying that I didn't want to get it burnt. I didn't want to get this tar on it.
Yeah, but
you specified
the type of vehicle.
It wasn't
ragged though. Type of
vehicle.
Because I'm a car buff.
Okay.
I'm a race car buff. I like hot
core.
Jim, you're staying in a hotel. Your wife lived with your sister. What happened?
What happened? I ain't in love.
Yeah.
But I love her.
Huh?
And she can hear me. She's on the show. She's listening.
No, I'm asking you what happened in your life that you have to. And I'm not trying to be funny, so if anybody start laughing and shit, your ass.
Moved out of a house in Rancho Cordova, and end up moving into this motel 2 years ago. And I've been here, and I ended up writing a book while I was here.
Mm-hmm. So you had cabin fever, wrote the book.
Are you working?
No. They wanted me to buy the house, and they had 3 bedrooms with 1 bathroom, and I wasn't gonna buy it. I should have, like a dummy, I didn't. So I ended up moving here 2 years ago. And out of it, I got a book.
But you're not working.
I'm retired Air Force.
So you did do 20 years in, so you did 20 years in Air Force?
I did eight. They made me 100% service connected.
Okay. Got you. Okay. So that's your income.
Part of it.
Well, I wish you well.
I also get Social Security, and I hustle. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, you a pimp?
No, he. In other words, he does other stuff. But I appreciate. Let me just say this, and I believe, in the world we live in. In these United States of America, in particular in the state of California, because we're the most taxed state in the union. If we don't make it where human beings can have a basic life, a basic comfortable life with housing, nourishment, and health care, this country that we look at, that we live in today, this country that we are in called America today, will cease to exist.
Hear, hear.
We don't take care of what we call our vulnerable, marginalized, poor communities, the people that live in those communities. And if we don't solidify a middle class, this country won't make it. This country,
I agree with you 1,000,000%. It's called gerrymandering genocide. It's called Babylon is falling.
It's called
32 trillion.
Jay, did you read that we had 32? Nigga, shut up. Did you read we got $32 trillion in debt, Jay King?
Yeah, I know. We have continued.
But who do we owe? We owe ourselves. That's only shifting the money. Let me ask a question since we're on that.
No,
how?
You can't ask a question because we're about to get into the show. We got to do the daily word and the word of the day before we can. Then we got to read your book.
Okay.
Then you can start asking questions. So which one of you guys are doing the word of the day, Kente or?
I pass the dice to Jam. Can I pass it to Jam?
No, you can't pass.
Oh, okay.
Ali is good. You can pass it to Ali, and if Ali wanted to pass it to Jam again, Ali can pass any way he wants to. But Ali is in line. Ali, would you like to do the word of the day?
Yes, Jay, I'm gonna do the word of the day. I ain't passing it to no goddamn body.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So Brother Reverend Ali is going to do the word of the day. I'm going to do the daily word on Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. The daily word is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness frees my heart. When I feel deeply hurt, forgiveness might seem impossible. I honor myself by letting myself feel the pain, sadness, and even anger for as long as I need to. I do not judge myself if forgiveness feels far away. I understand it is a process, and my heart will let me know when it is time to forgive. I remember times when my words or actions caused someone to feel hurt, how sorry I felt, and how grateful I was to be forgiven. These memories help me see how beneficial forgiveness is, how it is a gift that frees not only someone else, but me as well. I aspire to forgive completely, to place another's divinity above their humanity. Forgiveness helps me heal my heart, ease my mind, and keep my mind on God. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 6:12, and forgive us as our debt, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Brother Reverend Ali, what is the word of the day?
Jay King, the word of the day is debt, spelled D-E-P-T. It is used as a written abbreviation for department, usually in the name of particular departments. Let me see if I can use that in the sentence, J.K. The whole world seems like it's in debt. Debt.
Okay, so that's not how you spell debt. It's D-E-B-T.
I told you.
Mm.
I told you to give it to the writer. I told I passed it out. You can't have my favorite word.
Hey,
Jay,
none of you stupid motherfuckers caught that until Jay said it. Nigga, you didn't know,
man,
nigga.
Man, please.
Nigga,
like,
I see how you spell shit, nigga. Nigga, how did you spell shit?
Looked on funny.
Didn't you fuck up the word hustle, nigga? I thought you spelled the word hustle with an L, nigga.
Didn't I tell you yesterday you were illiterate?
Nigga, you illiterate. That's why you passed the word, nigga. I just did that to see if you motherfuckers was woke, nigga.
Yes.
I knew Jay was gonna catch it, nigga. You niggas didn't catch it until he said something.
Man, please, I was hoping you would make up for this shit.
Nigga, you wouldn't have caught shit.
I was
Levi told you what you is, nigga.
I was hoping for you. Just like Jim be hoping for America. I was hoping it was abbreviation for something. You fuck
nigga,
that
you
shit
ain't,
all
nigga, you fuck all words up. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Well, they're my words, though.
Nigga, you spell shit wrong, you pronounce it wrong, everything, nigga.
That's how I write and pronounce. I make sense.
Well, nigga, then be quiet. Then be quiet, because
no.
You fucks up on the daily.
No, we're going to talk about how you fucked up all day today. Word. All day you'll be in and out of this conversation through the show.
You can believe it. They mute that nigga, Jay.
Spell mute. Spell mute.
AK sent me three text messages starting at 8:25. Number one, this is for you, Jam. Jam, would you sell your car to get a place for you and your wife? That's the first question.
Yes.
Okay, so that's that. Ali is a dumb. That's the second statement. And then the third question, he said, what do you think about Future selling his publishing for $75 million? And that's the probably, that's interesting.
That question is directed to
you. He said, talking to me. So,
okay.
The future. So let me tell you guys about, good morning, Johnny D, a.k.a. Keone, a.k.a.
Oh, you going to fuck Aaliyah for sure.
Nigga, shut up.
So let me tell you about interesting thing about what Future did in selling his publishing. Good morning, Janet Marie. Future selling his publishing for $75 million means that half of it, $37.5 million, is gone to taxes. So unless you had something to do with the money, unless you were investing in something where you could shield part of it, it's not a good move when you could borrow against it. And unless he was paying off all his debt, when he was going to walk away debt-free, and you can live forever. You know, if you got $5 million, $10 million, you can live forever just on interest. You can live, especially if you pay off all your debt, you know, and let's just say that, you know, on $5 million, the interest is $500,000 a year. That means that you roughly have about $40,000 a month to live on. You know, if you got, you know, if you have your investments set up properly. So I would never sell my publishing, my future, just because of my kids. Good morning, Legally in Order. I think, you know, my kids, and because of the way, the world is changing always, it's called intellectual property for a reason. And that's what they call musical, film, and literary work, intellectual property. What was created in the 1920s is worth more today than it was in the 20s. So I would never sell my intellectual property because my kids and my kids' kids, and my kids' kids' kids, and their kids' 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 kids. That's the wealth of the intellectual property that I create. The same way the Vanderbilts, the same way The Rockefellers, the same way, the Morgans, all the Kennedys, they all own a lot of their intellectual property and intellectual rights. So I think it's very short-sighted, because it tells you a lot about thinking and money, and how having the shiny thing in your hand, having all the money in your account, how it can distort you. Because the money was, just having it in the context of ownership, he had the money. He could borrow against it anytime he wanted to. And I wouldn't have done it. I would never do that. John Beckman said the word of the day is Tourette's, means one can't control what comes out of their mouth. It's so sad that Ali. I'm not reading this, John Beckman. I'm not reading this. I told you, you want something red? I stopped, Mr. Ali. Did you see what I just did? I didn't know what
you
it
got
was.
Ali out before you stopped, though. You let everybody know he was going to say some fucked up shit about me.
Your name. But once I saw your name, I stopped.
Yeah, okay. John needs to stop, man. What's wrong with him, Jay?
You know what? He got Tourette's. He just told you.
I'm wrong with that, dude.
It is something wrong with him. There's something wrong with him. Okay, so you guys, as you guys know, I said we would be done with. Every time I look at this goddamn John McNaughton book, this motherfucker come with another chapter. I think he be writing shit when I'm not looking. Because today we got the conclusion. Tomorrow we got the call to action. This motherfucker has had a two-year chapter.
Friday, they're going to have a new book.
So we got, today we're going to have a conclusion, and then tomorrow will be the last day, call to action, and his biography. We're going to put that shit together, because call to action in it. So, Jan McNaughton, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, wrote a book called Hate Without a Cause. You can get it at Amazon right now. And and we've been reading every chapter for the last 12 days. And now we're at the conclusion. And then we're going to, we're going to get into the show. Open your eyes and see. If we're going to make things better, we're going to have to make a change. Face the reality. The world was made for you and me. Jan McNaughton. Hate Without a Cause. Wow. I hope that you enjoyed the book. Now it's time to sum it all up, so I will do my best. I started the book identifying racism, a terrible monster that has no form. And we found out that racism is a belief that one race of people is superior to all other races. Our next stop on our journey took us to white superiority, the lie, where we learned that white people are not superior to any other race. But because the white racist founding fathers feared reprisals from newly freed black slaves, the founding fathers under America's Reconstruction era told white Americans that white people would be categorized as superior and blacks would be categorized as inferior in order for the two races to coexist in America. The question of why white racist people hate blacks still remained. There is no viable reason. Even after mistreatment comparison charts of whites and blacks prove that from slavery to present day, black people have not done anything to the white race as a whole to merit being hated. So here's my final summation of the book. White people, blacks, and all other races, according to our Declaration of Independence, have been created equal. God gave all of us freedom of choice, and that is truly a right that cannot be denied. So in truth, we all have the right to choose who we like, who we love, who we dislike, and even who we hate. What we as Americans don't have the right to do is to allow our choices to deny, personally or systemically, any other American their rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as guaranteed to all Americans. Finally, America, we have made a lot of progress as a nation, economically, technologically, in medicine, and truly we have improved the rights of blacks and all races under the law. What we continue to suffer is our inability as a nation to deal with the race-relation problems between racist whites and the black race as a whole. It is time for the truth to come forward. Why? Because this unfounded hate that racist whites keep pushing towards blacks is costing black lives, hurting black businesses, and equally hurting white people who are afraid to show love to blacks because they are related to these racist whites. My objective for writing this book is not to blame. My hopeful objective is to inspire racial healing between blacks and racist whites. This is 2022, and the truth is that former President Trump did say something true about the Charlottesville encounter between racist whites and anti-racist folk. President Trump stated that there were good people on both sides. Although he received a lot of backlash for that statement, I have to say I agree with President Trump. But I also have to say this. There are a lot of good racist white people who unfortunately have a disillusioned view of blacks because they have been brainwashed with lies about black people. Black people have not done anything to you. We are willing to let the past be the past. So your hate for black people is unnecessary. That is the conclusion. Jam, is your wife white or black?
My wife is beautiful black, African, dark African black, tire black and beautiful.
The only reason why I ask is because I knew you had a propensity for white women in the book.
No, that was when I was 17 and hadn't had none.
I'm just saying you had a
propensity. You sound like you still ain't had none.
I sound like I'm very grateful to have met y'all, and I hope that, you know, God blesses us, blesses our union, that I'll stay in your family, that you'll stay in mine.
Yeah. Sir, yes, sir.
Jam.
I'll talk to you later, Jam.
Oh,
Jay King, I really have a real request. I hope that you'll pray and consider being my literary agent to get me one of the top five publishers for this book.
Nigga, you and Joe Levy is twin brothers.
You won't receive if you don't ask, my brother. You don't even have a chance.
Ali used to be your biggest supporter, and now all he can do is tell you to shut the fuck
up. Shut your ass up. You always burn out. Ain't nobody said shit to your ass. Shut your loud mouth ass up.
Shut up, you fucking cornball.
Hey, that's
bitch.
A real request, Mr. King.
Love it.
Professor Keone said, Professor Keone said, Brother J. King, did I hear retarded Rev use the abbreviation DEP for department as a substitute? My God, that nigga is really retarded, King. Long live Canary Yellow.
That's right, Johnny D. I know how to make motherfuckers laugh, unlike your no laughing, no joke ass, nigga. Break your neck.
You know how to make motherfuckers want to break your neck, too.
Shut your motherfucking ass up.
Nope, don't have to, and you can't make me nanny boo boo.
Okay. You both don't Jay gonna be gone. If you got to talking shit when Jay is gone and you ain't in control of your shit, you're gonna be on mute. And you should know these type of things.
Nicole, they won't be going to dinner. None of the above.
You don't scare me with your little mute button.
That's why you ain't got no husband no more.
What happened to Happy? Y'all remember the happy time when they were
first it was, you don't need that motherfucker, man. California, come to San Diego.
You
don't need that motherfucker, man. And now that's why you ain't got no husband no more.
I'm going to spend that $2,600 on you. I'm going to get you an apartment. I'm going to get your car fixed. I'm going to do everything. And now, look at this.
I don't need my car
nigga,
fixed.
Shut up, you late, blind motherfucker. Go fuck a dog somewhere.
Mm. Listen. That's because your dumb ass can't tell. Your back is
you've
fucked up.
You've already fucked all the
Come on.
You've already fucked all the dogs.
How you can't get here on time, guys?
Nigga, because I wasn't on
time. I've ordered, excuse my interruption, I've ordered 50 books. I'm going to start hanging out at Sac State and pushing them out my trunk. I just hope that you'll consider it.
Pushing out the trunk
of the Mercedes? Let me just say, Jim, the only reason why I won't do it is because I just don't have the time. If I had time,
could you refer me to somebody?
It's just I don't know anybody.
Okay.
Can I get over here? Can I get over? Can I get over?
I'll check around. And see, maybe Graham or somebody might know somebody.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get
Jay,
the penguin.
Did you let Jam know that he
Random House,
watching?
The ones that can put it all over the world, man.
What'd you say, Kente?
Could you let Jam know that he interrupted Ali and Mary talking shit to each other? That's pretty good little entertainment right there. You interrupted that.
You interrupted, nigga. Your ass can't hear straight.
Ali, you're going to need my double-edged sword to handle all these attacks that's coming at you today. You should be real nice to me.
Fuck up out of the attack, nigga.
You're going to need a double-edged sword, Ali. I'm offering it to you one more time.
To me, I'm going to need. Nigga, I got three of them.
Well, you must have used it to slice up that word.
Oh, nigga, I used it to slice up that joint you had, nigga. Cut it in half.
All right, but let's talk about that word you used it to slice up. You know, you fucked that shit up.
I'll put that out there. Don't you see motherfuckers laughing and making jokes? Shut up. God damn. Don't you see motherfuckers making jokes about it? Kente, they laughing, they're making jokes. I'm trying to bring entertainment to the show.
You're brilliant.
Thank you, Ali.
You're brilliant.
Like I said in my book, if it sounds to me like it sounds to you, it sounds just like a lie.
To the show.
Nigga, there was a couple of fucked up words in your book, Jam, but we ain't say nothing.
Exactly. Hey, man, we all part of the team.
So are we gonna be nice? So I think we should try to practice niceties towards
each other. Ali.
Come on, mm-hmm. Jay. Do we have to?
I agree, Jay.
I mean, can we practice saying nice things? Nice things about each other. Ali, tell me something nice. Ali, tell me something nice about Six Eyes.
He's alive.
That's a statement. That's a nice.
Jay, I think you were very nice for telling him to spell nice. That was nice of you to ask him not to spell nice.
Who did I say this? I didn't tell nobody to spell nice.
It was nice of you not to ask Ali to spell nice. That's what I'm saying. That was nice on your part.
It was a size thing.
Ali can spell nice. I'm not worried about that.
That's questionable.
Are we going to be – okay, so Kente, say something nice about Ali.
Ali, I won't have you spell nice. That's funny.
I said, say something nice about him.
Damn. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll misspell nice. N-I-S-E. Nice.
You did that on something you did nice for Ali?
Ali was going to say that's wrong?
Nah, nigga, it is wrong. You're supposed to spell it N-Y-S-E, nigga. Nice.
I know. Hey, you're brilliant. You're brilliant, Ali. You're brilliant.
It's C-E.
It's not the New York standard.
Yeah. Even if it was N-Y, it would be C-E. N-I-C-E.
Right.
N-Y,
Ali, fuck what Jay said, man. It's your way. You're right, Ali.
N-Y-C-E would be Nietzsche.
Oh my God, this is all right. Mary, say something nice about Kente.
I love the way Kente sticks to his guns about Babylon.
Uh oh, okay. She gonna be calling that move.
What you say,
okay.
Bugaboo?
No, I'm going to tell you something. Of all the people that I said say something nice about somebody else, Mary's the only one that followed instructions. She's the only one that actually said something nice. The rest of you motherfuckers, y'all don't follow the program.
She's trying to get a man on here, Jay. That's why she said something nice. She's going to be calling that nigga boo in a minute.
Deduction.
Sound like you jealous, Ali.
On your voice up, Nicole. Can't hear you. On your voice up.
I ain't jealous of nothing, nigga. By no cause. Jealous by no cause is my name in my book.
But that did have a little jealousy on it, though.
Ali, you're going to need this double-edged sword, man. Don't you see everybody is coming at you?
That's all right. I just stand in the middle and do a windmill, nigga.
You got the host, the co-host, and the cocoa host talking about
it. Goodbye, crew world.
Hate is all that you do give to me.
I can't wait till this COVID is over. I'm going to tell you something. The one thing I hate about COVID is how uncomfortable it makes you. And then it makes, like, I slept in the daytime. I slept.
Oh, yeah.
I slept all day during the daytime. I was just all up and down sleeping. And you sleep really hard. Like, it's a real hard sleep. And when you wake up, you kind of disoriented. It takes you a minute to get back functional because I don't know what it's doing to the body, but it really makes you.
It's like
last night.
COVID is almost like a person having an asthma attack. Like when you come out of an asthma attack and you finally start being able to breathe, you about like you're tired. There's nothing you do but sleep. Because your body's trying to rest.
Yeah.
But once you got that, you good for a minute.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Well, COVID is a disease, Jay.
Your voice up.
COVID is a disease. It's not a virus. It don't go away.
It's not a disease.
It is. It's called SARS. Go read about it. It's a disease.
Where's Nikki Poo at? She ain't on the phone today.
She right there. She got to turn her voice up. She's right there. Turn your voice up so we can hear you.
I'm right here, Pink.
Oh, wait. Did Six Eyes say so we can hear you? Did Six Eyes just say that? So you're feeling us all right now at this moment? You got your hands on her arm?
Don't start.
Six Eyes like to put his back hand down. Yeah, you know, I got my... She right here with her, you know. I got it right here. You know, she you know.
He already got a multitask,
you know.
He already got a multitask. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I understand. Everybody else got doing one thing. He got to do. Damn it! I got to put my pimp hat on. You got to work harder for me.
Man, Six Eyes ain't got no pimp hand. That nigga pimp hand is deformed.
I think you're a great guy, and I'm glad you're standing up straight on this Wednesday.
Six, I know your hand ain't deformed. I'm not going to let you use your
hand. Hey.
Me and Jay met. Cool dude.
Wait, Jay, did you shake the deformed hand or the other one?
Both of his hands were fully developed.
How do you know that wasn't an imposter? I knew that was Jay. Well, because
I'm gonna tell you why. Because Valstein was there as well, and he took pictures with Valstein, and she could tell him that who I was.
Mm-hmm. And I took pictures with Stephanie and Jay as well. They're on Facebook. Great time.
SARS is a virus, not a disease. Ali, SARS is a virus.
Man, what was that?
Khloe Kardashian says to Kanye West, "Stop tearing Kim down and let her raise your kids in peace." Kanye West just now fired back. "You are lying and are liars. Y'all basically kidnapped Chicago on her birthday so she could remember her father not being here. So y'all also threw a party before Psalm's birthday when I was flying back from Japan to be there for his birthday. And the first I heard about it was seeing pics of the party online. Also, I should see my children 100% of the time. But since there's a separation, it should have been 50%. Of the time. Y'all wouldn't have played with Donda like that in Jesus' name."
You know, Jay, Kanye would fit well on this show.
Yeah, he would.
Khloe Kardashian will no longer allow Kanye West to continue to tear Kim Kardashian down. She's speaking up, telling him to leave Kim and their family alone as he tries to defend himself for mistakes he's made. Kanye took to Instagram on Wednesday, where he seemingly attempted to deflect blame for his choice to wear a White Lives Matter shirt. Yee pointed to a narrative he's tried before, claiming Kim held a secret birthday party for their daughter, Chicago, almost a full year after she filed for divorce. At the time, sources close to Kim told us Kanye had planned on throwing his own birthday party for Chicago and decided last minute he wanted to attend Kim's party, which he did. Khloe says, "Yee, I love you. I don't want to do this on social media, but you keep bringing it there. You are the father of my nieces and nephews, and I'm trying to be respectful, but please stop tearing Kimberly down and using our family when you want to deflect." Again, she continues again with the birthday narrative. "Enough already. We all know the truth, and in my opinion, everyone's tired of it. You know exactly where your children are at all times, and you wanted separate birthdays. Ask me all of the texts to prove it. And when you changed your mind and wanted to attend, you came. In a recent interview, Kanye admitted it was Kim raising their kids and said he needed to work harder to make things calm for her. Chloe, drawing from that, finishes, like you have pointed out yourself, she's the one taking care of your kids 80% of the time. Please leave her and the family out of this so that the kids can be raised peacefully. Kanye's taken a ton of heat since Monday when he wore the controversial shirt to his YZY fashion show. It's just the latest in social media attacks and other controversies he's brought over the years, including when he declared slavery was a choice in the TMZ offices. You guys remember when he said slavery was a choice? That black people told him.
Yes.
Now, I know you're not supposed to use the word retarded or retarded and stuff like that.
Yes,
but
correct.
Anybody who says Kanye isn't a bit tarded is a bit tarded.
You ain't got the answers, Jay. Oh, Jay, you ain't got the answers.
He's also the richest entertainer in the world.
So let me just say this to you, Jam. Oh, Jam. People can put numbers by their names. Donald Trump has done it several times. It's only on paper, and it's only based on deals that he has in place and what they could be if they max out. So it's not real numbers.
Sound like cryptocurrency. Sound like he's cryptocurrency.
So he's not really the richest entertainer in the world. It's just that, and now his deals are gone. So now when you start taking away the deals he has with Gap and I want to say Adidas, both of those deals are gone. So when people start telling you how much money they have, that's when you know how much money they might not have. Because people with money don't
I think he's doing pretty good for a retarded person.
Kanye, you talk about me? Kanye is about to get you.
You got a little retardation on you, too, of the Jam sometimes. He's a white nigga now. They can have him. Yep. Because we should have risen up and killed them all. That's what Jana Marie said. Jana Marie be so gangster sometimes. Jana Marie.
Has she ever called into the show?
No, Jana Marie never called into the show. She only, Jana Marie, I'm trying to calm down her racism too. She got a little racism in her. A little bigotry.
Hey, Jam, what made you write the book? What made you write the book? What was the inspiration?
The inspiration, it's a little bit personal, but it really got more stimulating from 2018 when I really started paying attention to the police abuse, to the systemic abuse of inequality, not only for blacks, for women, for a lot of different situations. Because I watched that from 2008 until current, the stock market went from approximately 9,000 to what it is now, which is 31,000, and I ain't in the stock market. Yet, they keep their base down by giving everybody in lower incomes Social Security and destroying their middle class just out of greed and because they can. And I don't know, it just sparked, because it seems as though people of color are the main ones that are at the base, and the high end is middle class. So it just seems like it's a war.
Let me ask you a question, Jam. Jam, why do you think that is? Why do you think it seems like people of color are at the base?
And the high end being middle class, the reason I believe that is because everybody, that I know. I'm not saying whose fault it is. It might be their fault. But everybody that I know and everybody that I, you know, just like scan, because you can't know everybody, but that I scan in the news and neighborhoods and people of color, the ones who don't have insurance,
let me ask you a
people
question,
of color.
Jim.
It might be their
Jim,
fault.
Jim, so you live in a hotel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have an AMC Mercedes, an AMG Mercedes, right?
And a Cadillac.
And a Cadillac. Okay.
An old
you
one.
Have an
They're
AMC
both old. I like old cars.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. But you have two cars, right? And you live in a
mm-hmm.
hotel. And
mm-hmm.
you have an income because you have a because you are
service connected.
You get Social Security and you get retirement. So you have two checks,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
Now, because you get those checks, does it disallow you from being an investor?
No. Help me is the words that I would ask.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. So you have two checks, you have two cars, you have nowhere to live, your wife lives with your sister. And you, for what responsibility do you put on yourself to make your life better?
99.9%.
So if you put 99.9% of whatever it is on you to make your life better, what percentage should I put on me?
I guess you have more knowledge as being a finance guy, which is an assumption.
No, I have no. I'm asking you. You put 99.9% of the responsibility on you to take care of you to be responsible.
No. I thought you were saying like fault. I heard the question wrong, sir.
Yeah, fault. Okay, so yeah, you put 99.9% of the fault on you, right?
Yes.
So what percentage of fault should I put on me for my life?
Whatever you deem is necessary, but in the reality of it, it should be between 90 and 100%. Between 90 and 100%, I think each person that has problems.
While the systemic issues that permeate in this country absolutely do, racism, bigotry, prejudice, bias, all those things have happened to us in this country. We still have the ability to navigate, to avoid, to work through, to overcome, and make a good life for ourselves based on how much responsibility we put on us, right?
True that. But part of the book is for the future.
Am I talking about the book?
Part of the book.
Forget about the book right now. I'm not talking about a book. I'm talking about who we are individually, who we are as a community. By the way, do you have any children?
I had my one son passed, but I had five children by five women. I only knew three.
Okay, so Jim. So let me just say this. Our country committed crimes against us that they have to pay for it. And I'll never deny that. I fight for that because it's old. But I also know that when I look at our community and I look at the people who call themselves leadership in our community, mm-hmm. that the people who were the leaders, the people who really had a lot of sway, who had a lot of love from the community, did not do anything to help our community, to help themselves.
I agree.
So we have to take some of the responsibility ourselves. We have to bear some of the responsibility as a community for the people we follow, you know, for the things that we, for the steps we took backwards. One being when we couldn't ride on the bus, when we couldn't ride anywhere, we couldn't sit anywhere we wanted to on the bus. And so we guess what we did? We created our own system, and we got people to work and everything. And you know what happened? As soon as they said, okay, you guys can ride on the bus again, what do we do? Instead of creating our own, instead of saying, no, we got our own system and creating a system that we could use forever, we went right back to riding the bus.
I think a lot of our problems is the bucket of crab theory, which is a theory that says
Tell me about
that,
the bucket of crab, because I hear people say that all the time. So let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question. If there were 100 barrels with crabs in them, how many crabs would get out of that barrel? Or all 100 barrels, how many crabs would get loose?
If, let's just arbitrarily stipulate that there's a thousand crab, or no, let's just be real, because you're talking about crab, not, I'm thinking of something smaller. That there's
Jam, stop. I want you to stop. I want you to listen to me. It's not a trick question. I want you to listen to what I'm asking you. If there were 100 barrels of crabs, how many crabs would get out of one of those 100 barrels? How many?
Two.
How many?
The average in a black community, I would say two.
No. This is why your dumb ass is on mute, because you don't listen. You're trying to make shit up. And let me explain something to you guys. Crabs never make it out the barrel, because when one crab gets too close, another crab will pull them down. It's a fact. This is just they will always pull the other one down because they're trying to get out themselves. Black people are not crabs in the barrel. That's some shit that you guys heard other people say, and then you started repeating it. The only way that could be true is if no blacks became successful, because other black people held them down. But we applaud success. Oftentimes, we are proud of it. Not our success, but the success of other people. But when you start spreading narratives that aren't true and aren't real, now, is there jealousy among black people? Absolutely. But guess what? There's jealousy among white people. There's jealousy among Asian people. There's jealousy among Hispanic people. There's jealousy among every group that's out there. Is there a hierarchy in the black community? Absolutely. But there's a hierarchy in every other community, including the white community. There are white folks that are generations of being poor, multi-generational poor white people, the same way there are multi-generational poor black people. The only reason why you don't see it or understand it is because you're not in it. But the people that are in it, they know and understand exactly what I'm talking about. So no, we're not crabs in the barrel. And we should stop repeating that narrative the same way we repeated the Willie Lynch shit, only to find out Willie Lynch ain't real. But because we don't do a whole bunch of researching. We do a whole bunch of jibber jabbing. So no, I don't believe that we're crabs in a barrel. Nobody.
I don't believe the black people are either. I do believe that.
What do you mean? You just said it.
No.
That's why your ass is back on mute again. You the motherfucker that just called us crabs in a barrel. And now you don't believe it.
and the differences, there's no trust in the black community. There is no trust.
Again, your ass again is on mute. And let me tell you guys why he's on mute. There is trust in the black community. We trust people that don't lie to us.
Yeah.
We don't trust people that lie to us. But guess what? It's the same way in the white community. It's the same way in the Hispanic community. It's the same way in the Asian community. It's the same way in every community that exists. We don't trust people that lie to us. We don't trust people that are shady. We don't trust people that change up. You're absolutely right. But we do trust people that earn our trust. Good morning, John Beckman.
Oh, good morning. I'm just in my car. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Reese isn't here. Even though John Beckman did say that he, that even when Reese is wrong, he'll support him because that's his brother. Did you say that,
yeah,
John Beckman?
They are the dynamic duo.
Oh, so that's Beckman? That was Beckman? Somebody
yeah, that is correct.
Hello,
Reese
Beckman.
Is
how
brother.
Are you? How's it going?
I mean, if you think about it, if you think about it, what Reese is doing is, like, crazy, right? Another white man under the thumb of the black man.
Right.
Is he still in
Disneyland? Another white man.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, did the Snitchy Smurf report, is it in today? Did you write a report?
So forgive me, King, I'm having a bit of technical difficulty.
Wow.
Let us resume if you're in agreement on Monday.
You know, listen, listen, you and Six Eyes have been playing footsies for a while now, so I know that once that footsie game gets going, it's tough to turn it down. So. They call her footsie, footsie. She is with Six Eyes. Playing, you see, footsies with he. They call it footsies, footsies.
Just make trouble. Oh, my God.
Let's just enjoy the fact that there's not going to be a report and see how it goes.
And here's the thing, Berater. Here's the thing. You thought I forgot what you requested. I didn't know that we were going to have two additional parts of the book. But I had agreed that, hey, if King Jam wants to give a reflection in replace of the Snitchy Smurf report, that would be awesome. So I'm keeping my word to you, Brickhead, so be happy. Thank you.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if Jam could be that now because he's doubtful when he answered questions. I tell you what, let's get Ali. Let's get Ali to write shit and read it. How about that? That'd be entertaining.
The literary genius.
Make sure you do a spell check.
Wow, y'all. This is lacking in
niceties. Fuck you, Kente.
This moment is lacking in niceties.
Kente, I'm sure Levi would want you to read him bedtime stories, nigga.
Good comeback, Ali. Real good comeback.
Your jokes are like you're selling.
See how that motherfucker always talking, Jade? That's what they do.
Love in paradise, paradise.
Yeah, that's what free people do. They speak. Free people that have voices, they speak.
If free people want to stay free, they don't speak to motherfuckers that ain't speaking to them, though.
So Ali,
well,
Jay
who the fuck
just
are
said
you?
That SARS is a virus. What's your answer to that?
I'm telling you to get a computer that you don't have and start looking stuff up, Kente.
You told Jay to look it up, and he looked it up.
I don't give a damn. I'm telling you to get a computer.
Well, all right, but you told Jay to look it up.
After you get a computer, then you can ask the question.
No, I can't.
Well, not everything on the World Wide Web is the truth, and maybe you should have looked up that word before you tried to sell that motherfucker.
And maybe you should shut up. Ain't nobody talking to your motherfucking ass. When Reese ain't here, don't say shit.
Blah, blah,
because that's the only motherfucker
blah,
that liked
blah,
your
blah,
ass.
Blah, 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 blah,
King is in
blah,
the morning. Everyone gets it.
That's why you ain't got no husband, because you blah, blah too much.
Oh, my God. My God. Oh.
Nicole?
Don't give me an ear. Don't give me an ear. I got enough trouble.
Where did the saying crabs in the barrel come from? Booker T. Washington and his 1901 autobiography, Up From Slavery, altered the metaphor of crabs in a barrel to lament how all too often members of the race would not let others climb up and over, but would pull back into the pot anyone who made an effort to escape. That was the first time that the reference of crabs in a barrel, the fact that we reference it even today, 121 years later, the same way our argument is still over 100 years old, are what we argue, what we use as our PowerPoint, if you will, is from the 1900s. You know, we have not changed our argument. So we talk about slavery. And see, the problem with slavery is it's a losing argument for you. You can't win that argument. Number one, the whole of the United States didn't believe in slavery. Not every state in the Union allowed slavery. I'm going to say between 25% and 33%, maybe 40% of the states actually allowed slavery. The others didn't. So the slavery wasn't the issue more than it was the treatment of a people because of the color of the skin. Mm-hmm. And then because you would have to, the argument would be that the reason why slavery even happened is because African tribes fought each other and put each other in slavery, sold each other into slavery. So the beginning would be you yourself. That's the narrative. And so we've always fought what's owed to us from the wrong position and from the wrong space. If we were going to fight for what was owed to us, we should have fought it, always fought it, from a humanity and equality space, because the Constitution, which this company operates from, the writings that it operates from, the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, those writings gave us the same inalienable rights as our white counterparts in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. From those amendments to the Constitution, we were awarded the same inalienable rights as our white counterparts. That's what their writing said. But those writings were just that. They were writings. They were never actuality. And so as we challenged those writings and times changed, we started winning more and more rights. The same as with the native to the land that we called Indians, eventually because of the criminal acts that were recognized by all that the government initiated against those folks, especially with their treaties and such that they reneged on, those people were able to win land, money, sovereignty that they even have right now today. And that's what our quest should be. But because I don't know what it is that we keep the same people in power, and they stay in power year after year. And they don't stay in power to empower our community. They stay in power to empower themselves. It's why, Michael Gay will come on this show and call Maxine Waters Aunt Maxine. Here's a woman who's been in Congress for over 30 years. A black woman who is rich, a multimillionaire, who obviously understands finances and investing, but I have never once heard her speak about it on any forum, whether nationally or even in the state. She's from California. John Cummings and John Lewis both died in office. How do you die in office? How do you not prepare the next person to take your place? As the president of the California Black Chamber, what I'm doing right now is preparing the next person that's going to take my place. I can't do that forever. I can't, it's a prestigious job. It really is. You get to, you get to walk in a lot of different doors. You got to make sure the next person that steps in with the same ideology that you have. And that's what we've done as a black community. Our folks have stepped in with the black agenda, which is you got to hire or you got to elect somebody black because we need somebody from us. So now we're the same racist. Now we're the same bigot. Now we're the same prejudice. Now we're the same bias. Because what we're saying is you got to have somebody black, not somebody good, not somebody right, not somebody that's going to help the community. And then we argue, yeah, but white people, they do it all the time. So if white people do it all the time and it's funky when they do it, what make it right when you do it? I keep talking to you guys about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the reason why I talk about it is because those are three words that we bandy about. We all talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. But if we're going to be honest, if we're really going to be honest, and we look at our own lives, I want to know which of you really see yourself as diverse, equitable, and inclusive based on the people in your life. How many of you really have a diverse, equitable, inclusive thought process? Because I don't think many of you do. I don't think there's a few of you that might have different looking friends that have a different type of conversation. But you are very few. Most of us are not diverse. Most of us are not equitable or inclusive.
I am JK.
No, you're not, John. You just starting to be like that, John. You were Lily White. You weren't just white, you were Lily White. But thank God for me. I didn't turn
That's
your
what
mother
I'm saying.
Out. Yeah, but that ain't where you know you still got you still more cracker than anything else. Hey, you got the
it's always the, and it's always the white man trying to come out and say, I got black friends.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm serious, you guys. I'm serious, John, you, all of you. Have to work. You guys have to get better at getting at becoming diverse, equitable, and inclusive in your life. If you're going to talk about it, because then you'll understand. See, the reason why when I met with the Hmong and Vietnamese community, and they said the Asian Chamber doesn't represent us. And they didn't have to say anything else. Right away, the hierarchy of Japanese and Chinese already it formulated because I know about that.
Right.
I got exactly what they were saying immediately. Good morning, Chocolate Peach. Because there are a lot of folk who say a lot of things about how when I hear people say, you know, I'm not a racist, I'm not prejudiced, I'm not, you the motherfuckers that are the most. Because you have to say it. When you walk in it, when you live in it, you don't have to say it. Other people say it for you. Other people say, nah, you're a motherfucking lie. I know who that is. You got that wrong. When you got to say it, my mama said, when you got to talk about who you are, you ain't shit. If you got to talk about what you're doing, you ain't shit. It's when other people talk about it. When other people say it. If you halfway decent, you're going to know it, not because you say it, but because other people say, no, that person's halfway decent. When people talk about how they help somebody, you ain't done shit, but my mama said, if you're talking about who you helping, all you doing is puffing yourself up. If you got to bring it up, you bringing it up for you, not for nobody else. You bring it up so you can feel good about yourself. And she right. I know it because I've been that person that said, I did this for this person. I did this. Fuck you, nigga. You ain't done shit. But trying to make yourself look good. Fuck you. You don't look good. You look stupid. Talking about what you're doing for people. But one of the greatest lessons I learned in my life as a 27-year-old. If you're going to be honest with somebody, be honest with you. That's the hard part. It's hard to be honest with you because it's hard to look at you. It's hard for you to look at you for real. I'm talking about the real shit. Because then you're going to see you full of shit. And the first time you got to see that you full of shit, the first time you got to look at yourself and say, I am full of shit. It's hard. I remember the first time I looked at me. I'm 27, 28, and my mama's saying shit to me, and I'm looking at me, and the shit don't look right, so I don't even look in the mirror no more. I get away from that motherfucker. I don't want to see that shit. Shit. I don't even go back to the mirror again until I'm 40. That's how scary that shit was. I wasn't ready. I couldn't, you know, it's not that I didn't want to. I wasn't ready for it. I couldn't do it. It was too ugly. I was like, I'm that fucked up? Am I that fucked up? Then I had to say, yeah. You that fucked up. You are fucked up. You can't drive a car. The shit's all fucked up and they expect it to fix itself, but they won't fix. I'm sorry. So you got to decide how you're going to look at you. How honest you ready to be about it. Today, our history moment is going to be on one of John Beckman's favorite people, Alfred Charles Sharpton. Born in Brooklyn, New York, on October 3rd, 1954, Alfred Charles Sharpton, Jr. is an American Baptist minister and political, social, and human rights advocate. Known as the Wonder Boy, as a youth, he was licensed and ordained as a Pentecostal minister and toured with the gospel singer Mahalia Jackson in the late 1980s. Sharpton became a Baptist minister, often criticized and praised for his tireless activism. Sharpton's political career began in 1969 when Reverend Jesse Jackson chose him as a youth director for Operation Breadbasket, while serving as one of the tour managers for the soul singer James Brown. Sharpton raised on the road a myriad of issues ranging from police brutality to economic empowerment to stopping the United States Navy bombing on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques to supporting gay rights. He organized the National Youth Movement in 1971 to aid impoverished youth and the National Action Network in 1991 to increase voter registration. Poverty Services and Support Entrepreneurship, the NYM, faced charges of fraud, and Sharpton himself was accused of being a Federal Bureau of Investigations informant. Al Sharpton gained national attention in 1985 with his public denouncement of Bernard Goetz, a white man that shot four black men on the New York subway. Among his most noted campaign protested the racially motivated death of Yusef Hawkins in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn in 1989, the death of Amadou Diallo at the hand of the New York Police Department in 1999, and the alleged abduction and rape of Tawana Brawley by three police officers. Though a grand jury dismissed Brawley's claims, Sharpton continues to maintain the officer's guilt. Although never elected, Sharpton ran for office on numerous occasions, including three bids for United States Senate from New York, 1988, 1992, and 1994, in a bid for the mayor of New York in 1997. Sharpton also made unsuccessful bid for president of the United States in 2004 when he entered the Democratic primary. Most recently, in 2007, Sharpton protested the disparities in the American justice system for African Americans in the Dennis Six case, where six black youths were arrested after a school yard fight with a white classmate after a number of racially motivated incidences and charged with attempted murder. He challenged the prevalence of misogyny in American culture and the hip-hop culture in particular. He also led the 2007 campaign again against radio personality Don Imus following the depiction of the National Collegiate Athletic Association runner-up team from Rutgers University as nappy-headed hoes. While some view Sharpton as a demagogue, few figures in this era have so consistently pointed to the racial divide between the rhetoric and reality of quality in the United States. In 1980, Sharpton married Kathy Jordan. The couple has two daughters, Dominique and Ashley Jordan. Jordan and Sharpton separated in 2004. Sharpton lives in New York City. This is American history.
If you are hearing this today, you are alive. And this is not to say you are in the greatest condition. You may be overweight like I am. You may have an illness or you may be slightly depressed. Or you've recently lost someone close to you. You're no different than anyone else. And although that doesn't make you feel better, how you feel is up to you. Feel good about yourself. Because you can, even through struggles. The goodness of our Lord can overpower any sludge evil may toss your way. And you can either swing on the vines of hell or float in the glory of God and weather the storm.
It's all up to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You hear that, Six Eyes? You are live. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. to 7:55 live Pacific Standard Time, right here on the J. King Network. We have Queens in the Morning. It's called Trivia Thursdays. Y'all check them out if you got your trivia on and you know how to go over there and answer questions. Get on over there and do it. Let's see you do it, Kente. And then we got Six Eyes. What you doing on your show today?
Tonight at 6 Central, 7 Pacific, and 4 Eastern, we have the Wednesday night Bible study. So get your praise on 424-243-9617. Like the Six Eyes Radio page. Thank you. Radio Network page.
Right on, right on. And then, you know, Reese is still on vacation. He called yesterday and said he wasn't having a great vacation. So hopefully his show will be good when he comes back. Jay King, let us know what's going on in Sacramento, man, and how you doing, man, and you feeling better? You able to go outside yet?
Well, I can go outside, Ali. I just, you know, I'm just not, I'm not able to, you know, be around people yet because I tested positive yesterday again. I'm going to wait again until tomorrow. I have to, I was going to be at the Legends dinner this Friday, but I'm not going. Even if I test negative, I'm not going. But I have a really cool table that's going to be there. And again, it speaks to my diversity. So Lee Michaels, who is a legend in radio. Guy Black, who's also a legend in radio, is going to be at my table, along with Steve Bradford, who's a senator and here in California, and then Cynthia Hawkins from Hawkinsburgers, Rich Wallace, who's the president of the L.A. Chapter of the L.A. Black Chamber of Commerce, Gwen Fox, who is an agent, and her daughter was in Family Matters, and also has a singer, Daryl Sutton, who was a radio exec, record exec over at Virgin, and also worked in publishing, and Ernie Singleton, who was also a record exec at MCA, and then he later he did the Bone Thugs and Harmony thing for when the boy died.
Yeah.
And then Rob Shirelli, who is an engineer, a Grammy Award winning engineer, worked with Charlie Wilson, the Janet Jackson, everybody, but he started with me. And then, of course, Stephanie's going to be there in my place to take care of everybody. Then next week, I'm supposed to be in San Diego for the Kevin Hart concert, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to make that.
Yeah, that sounds good, J.K.
And then the 22nd, I have Karen Bass, who's running for mayor of L.A. at my house. I'm inviting 30 people to meet her. And that'll be on the 22nd. So I got a lot of healing to do, so I can get there.
Amen. That sounds wonderful, Jay. Sound like a true community person. We appreciate y'all that you do. And, you know, y'all trying to push this needle because the needle needs to be pushed. So we appreciate you, Jay King. And back to you, my great brother.
So prayers popping out, Jay. Yep. Right now I have 16 people coming. AK's coming. AK's going to come hang out with me the whole day. But you got to have $1,000 or more to come because it's a fundraiser. And this is where black folk got to get more astute when it comes to politics. You know, just voting ain't good enough. You also have to you know, invest in the candidates. So we want the black community, we want to have something to say. We want to have a big voice, but we don't want to contribute. We don't want no skin in the game. It's the same even in our community. You know, we want our communities to be better. We want them to be safer. We want the police to leave us alone, but we won't make our community safe. We won't put skin in the game and tell the community, you got to make the community safe too, because there are more black people killing black people than police. So we don't really have the honest conversation. We don't have the conversation the way it should be had, which is in truth. And reality. Because don't nobody want pushback. They don't want nobody, come push on me, motherfucker, I'm pushing back. You push back, I'll push back. We some pushing motherfuckers. But ain't going to be no one-way pushing happening. But if we really want better for our community, then we have to be better in it. We have to be better to it. We have to be better for it. And we have to be willing to call the shit what it is when it's some bullshit. When you guys hear the bullshit, and because if a motherfucker starts saying some shit to me, I swear to God, I do this.
Warning. Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Warning. Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Warning. Bullshitter alert.
I'll a bullshitter. Somebody say some shit to me, I'll tell them bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert. Bullshit. That's some bullshit. There's a motherfucking alert on the shit you're saying right now. And I don't care what anybody got to say about it. I said it in front of anybody. For any reason, when there's some bullshit in the alert. Now, white folk got to understand one thing. If you can't see after all these things have been put in front of you, the inequities that have happened in this country against black folk, then you need to wear some glasses like DMC, because you're blind. And, yo, you can't see. If you think that black people walk around here angry, upset, mad for no reason at all, it's because you're lying to yourself. If you think we don't trust the police because we're untrusting people, that's a lie. We don't trust the police because the police have never done anything to make us trust them. Now, is that a blanket statement? For the most part, you're going to find good police in the department. The problem is those aren't the police that's going to pull you over. Those aren't the police that you're going to come in contact with. So, yeah, even though there's a majority of the police in the department that are good people, the majority of the incidences, the majority of the interactions are with the criminal-minded cop. That criminal-minded cop represents 90% of the time that's who's stopping you, because it's his bias that's on display. When you look at the country and you look at the wealth factor, when it is proven that a white male or female high school dropout has more wealth than a black or brown male or female college graduate, if you can't see or recognize that there's something wrong with that picture, because you're a liar and you're blind. And yo, you can't see. You need to wear some glasses like DMC. This country has not been fair to Americans of African descent. It is not. And the only way, and I'm telling you guys, and I only say this because it's the truth, if you want this country to last, if you want this country to make it, then you have to start saying the debt that's owed, we have to pay it. You have to start saying it. And if you're white, you have to say it to all your friends, and you have to be ready to stand up to them and argue it with facts, not with your emotions, not with what you think, not with how you feel, but with the motherfucking facts, and go find the facts the same way you've heard them here. Don't just take my word for it. Go Google the Red Summer of 1919. Go Google Ocoee, Florida, Elaine, Arkansas, Wilmington, North Carolina. Go Google, and the information will come up. And make that the starting point of your research. And then go do research. Jeff Carlin said, I've had to educate myself, Jay, and Kings in the Morning has been my source. I've had an opportunity to hear from the ones being offended. I've learned that just because it's not happening to me doesn't mean something not going on. You would never see, heal, fear, or understand the treatment because the people that are exacting it wouldn't exact it against you, Jeff. They exact it against me and people that look like me. So if we really want better from the country, then we gotta demand it. If we want better from human beings, we got to demand that humans get better at being human to human beings. Because as Jan McNorton says, there's a lot of hate without a cause up in this piece. There's a lot of hate. No cause for it. Why are you using black kids as alligator bait? Because that's what happened in Florida in the Everglades. Yeah, go Google it.
Yeah.
Why are you murdering black men for wearing uniforms? Earned the right to wear because they went to war. And they come back and you say, well, why are you wearing that uniform, nigger? Take that uniform off. He earned the right to have a uniform more than you. He fought in the war. Why are we murdering black men for whistling at somebody or bumping into? There was a black man who was beaten to death on the sidewalk because he bumped into a white woman. If you really want to know about the crimes that happened in this country, go to any city and state and then Google it and say, I'll say crimes against blacks in the 1920s in Paterson, New Jersey, Harlem, New York. Just go do that and watch what come up. That's not a state in the union. That's not a city in any state in any union that you won't see the crimes. They come up. This country, there was a time just being a black man or woman or child was just dangerous. Just stepping outside was dangerous. Just imagine buying a house from somebody and that person get mad at you and then send you a notice and tell you you got to move. And you say, no, I don't have to move. This is my house. And they say, no, nigga, we lost your paperwork. We don't. And you can't have a paperwork. You can't have a contract. Because there was a time when black folk couldn't have a contract in this country with it, that was legitimate.
That's right.
So, yeah, this country has an ugly, ugly past that really, and the sad part about it is some of the institutions that we look at today, Wells Fargo Bank, some of the banking institutions, some of the departments that exist in our government that were criminal enterprises against black people that were protected. They were protected criminal enterprises. You could kill a black man and nothing would happen to you. We murdered a little 14-year-old boy who in the electric chair. Because somebody said that he did something to two girls that they never had the proof because it wasn't true. Ran his mom and daddy out of town. Go read about George Finney Jr. Later on, they commuted the sentence, vacated it, said he didn't do it. But he's 14 and he's dead. Go read about George Finney, Stinney. He ain't the only one. He's just the only one you know about. Because they did it in our judicial system. They hid the rest of them. They killed them and put them in the bayou. Took 10 minutes to convict him. But he ain't the only one. He just happened to be the youngest one. Five foot one, 95 pounds. They had to sit him on a stack of books to make him tall enough. That's what this country did, has done, and continue to do. There was a black kid who owned oil. They found oil on his land because oil wasn't a big commodity, but once it became a commodity, the reason why Oklahoma became such a rallying point for black folks is because a lot of black people was part of the Dawes Road, which is part of the Indian territory, because Oklahoma was an Indian territory. And they owned that property. And when they found oil on the property, they became rich. And that's how Black Wall Street got its name. That's where all our money, all those black folks were rich. They had money. And the white folks were mad. They were envious. They hated it. So there were some black kids. What they would do is they say black folk don't understand money. So they would put white families over in charge of their money. One black kid, he died mysteriously and his house exploded. And the white people that were over his money, they inherited the money because he had the money set to them in case something happened to him. You got over 300 kids, over 600 kids that got all this land, and all of a sudden the land started disappearing. That's what this country is. That's what this country did. That's why the debt is old. Ain't nobody asking for nothing for free. I'm not asking the country to give anybody any money. pay the debt. Pay the debt for the crimes committed. Be honest enough to say these acts, these heinous acts that we allow to happen as a government are atrocious. And we should be ashamed of ourselves. And this should never happen, and it should never happen again. And give a black community a chance to start building wealth. Because if we continue in the direction we're in right now, by 2053, we're going to be at zero wealth. The debt that's owed, we cannot ignore it. We cannot sidestep it. We can no longer act like it didn't happen or that happened a long time ago. We shouldn't have to pay for it now. What do you mean you shouldn't have to pay for it now? Of course you got to pay for it now. If you stole my money and it was my money, you got to give it back to me. If you stole my property and it was my property, you got to give it back to me. If you stole my wealth and it was my wealth, you got to give it back to me. It's the only way I can get back on my feet. So, yeah, we got to get better, got to do better. We have to, and I'm saying this to white folks, you have to lead the charge. You have to say it. Because you know the criminal act that took place. My name is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Yusuf Kente, Brother Reverend Ali, Simi Braxton, Reese on the radio, Six in the mix, Big Charles, Queen Mary, Nicole, and John Beckman telling you to get busy living because you have enough time. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Coming up next is the third hour of power, and they'll tell them what they're going to do with it for me.
Hang up, Kente. We don't want your analogy. The
Jay King Network, where the people come together. The Jay King Network, where the people come together. The Jay King Network, where the people come together. All come together.
Well, welcome to the Kings in the Morning, third hour of power.
Yeah.
Where did everybody go? They've gone to Crest Brothers.
I don't know.
They're all right there. Everybody's there. I don't know why they're not saying nothing.
Oh.
Well, you know,
I'm
Nicole,
present.
Why you laughing, Nicole? Won't you just talk and shit and just go ahead and announce the third hour of power instead of laughing? Oh, that shit.
Nicole, do your thing. Do your thing.
Like a girl laughing. She can't laugh because she got 6 times feeling on her arm.
Oh, wow, Charles. That's how we doing?
That's what Pins is doing.
Wow.
Pins is dedicated.
Wow.
I'm dedicated to what?
You dedicated to causing trouble. You and Lathers, y'all making trouble. You're
I'm dedicated,
dedicated
to work for the pig.
Who's
having coffee?
I
Who said that? Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I thought Pins was trying to act like he was.
Where's your water?
Coffee.
You haven't drunk nothing on the show. Get the water.
I actually had water. I did.
All right.
I did.
Look at y'all. Look at y'all. Y'all act like a little couple. Oh, go ahead, y'all sweet.
Please, how are you today? How's your day?
I'm well every day.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. King says that we are to exercise our niceties. So just wanting to say to you, Pins, good day to you.
Fuck that.
So glad you're here.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
No, we're supposed to exercise our niceties.
And Mary.
Ain't nobody exercising no damn niceties, Nikki. I love you, but now come on.
Mary, I love your hair. It's beautiful.
I think that
you can't even see my damn hair. What you
That's
talking about?
That's why it's beautiful. That's why it's beautiful.
I
rub your hair too.
Everybody know that. I rubbed your arm, and you work for the feds. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Al Sharpton worked for the feds, and I don't work for the feds. I've explained this to you. I've already explained this to you, and King Six can't rub my arm. He's in an altogether different state than me. Thank you for sharing.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that.
You do know.
I don't know.
You know it now. He's in Ohio. I'm in California. Yeah.
And Nicole, how far do you live from Stockton?
How far am I from Stockton? I am about an hour away from Stockton. An hour drive.
On alert right now. There's a serial killer in Stockton right now. Roman the streets.
His name is Ali.
Oh wow! Wow.
Ali. You keep talking shit, man. What's your fucking problem? Why you
Uh-oh.
Can't stop fucking with me? What's wrong with you?
What's your motherfucking problem?
What's your
Uh-oh.
Problem?
I ain't got no
it
problem.
Seems like you hard up for some dick or something. You can't get no dick from Reese or nobody else. So you're on the radio trying to get some radio dick.
Oh.
Wait, nigga, you would take any dick. You would take any dick with your motherfucking ass.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
That's a terrible thing to have.
It's getting personal, J.K. This is getting personal.
It ain't getting personal, nigga. Why you ain't checking the motherfucker for talking shit about me, Six Eyes?
Wow.
You hear the shit?
Here's what we got to do. I'm in charge of the third hour of power. If we cannot conduct ourselves in a professional...
You ain't in charge of shit, nigga. I get on the board and kick your ass off the show, nigga. Fuck you. You ain't in charge of shit. You got to be here on time, nigga.
You know what? Fuck it. Keep talking shit about him, John Beckman. I hear I'm trying to defuse the goddamn problem, and you talking shit.
You ain't defusing shit,
up.
Nigga.
Shut the
Go
fuck
defuse
up.
That dog you be defusing, nigga.
Shut the fuck up. Stand up straight.
Tourette's or CTE?
Stand up straight.
I thank God I have CTE.
You didn't talk to me.
And not Tourette's.
Oh, everybody's going to be nice.
Can't we all just get along? Can't we all just get along?
We are getting
You can, Rodney.
This is how we get along.
Well, it ain't Rodney because he drowned in the damn pool. Now, here, I'm trying to diffuse the problem and to no avail. But I think Ali's a cool guy because Jay said express our nationality.
You couldn't diffuse a fucking match.
Hey. Now, look, Mary, I ain't never came for
Mary.
You, but I will.
No, you want me to do something that you can't do? Now, look, Mary.
Oh, wow. You thought all day for that, huh? Give me another one.
Yeah, it took
give me
another. Actually, it was since yesterday.
Okay, that's pretty good. Let's see what you have tomorrow. Pretty good. See, all you motherfuckers can say is I can't see you, but fuck y'all. Okay?
Hey, Six Eyes.
You can feel as long as you can feel.
Six Eyes. I think that is a lovely thing that you can't see, but you attach yourself to Nicole's lovely arm.
You are all tonight.
You know what, Six Eyes? Hey, you know what, Six Eyes? You should be glad you can't see Mary. You don't want to see that.
Oh, wow.
You're so fucking funny, Ali.
He's so funny.
There's nothing wrong with you, Mary.
Six eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's very nice of you that you are pipping the cold and you still can't see.
Yeah. I think Nicole is cool, but Nicole, you did not. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Six eyes, you don't need to see to have a Bronski. Have you ever had a Bronski, Six Eyes?
A Bronski? What's that?
You put your head in between a woman's breasts and go.
Oh, wow.
You don't need to see for that.
A Bronski?
Wow.
I've never heard it called that.
You don't need to see to have a Bronski.
All right, so we're in the third hour here. Expressing niceties. I think everybody's on this line is cool. Ali's cool. Mary's cool. Beckman's cool. Charles cool. Jay's cool.
Hey,
Ray's cool.
Hey.
And, of course, I'm cool.
Hey, so has Nicky Poo performed her duties on your radio show already?
So Snitchy Poo is doing a great job. She was gone due to the economic summit, Jay Keane's economic summit. So she was not there, but her seat's still there for her this Saturday.
Oh, that's right. She came down to the economic summit, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that was very successful.
It was a wonderful event. Did
you win a prize,
yes.
Nicole?
No, I worked. I didn't participate. I wasn't a contestant. I was supporting.
Yeah, she won a big old bag of bagels.
Did you say you was working?
Yes, I worked. I worked. Yes.
You worked at the economic summit?
Yes. I was
what
there.
What did you have to do? Sign everybody in?
What was the title? Get Pimped Ain't Easy? What was the title?
What was the title?
Get Pimped Ain't Easy? Yeah, you gave a speech summit? Getting pimped ain't easy. I'm just saying. Working for three networks. Working for three networks still is not equal to nothing. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to find out. Three bosses.
Did
three
you
bosses
get
in one room? Three
did
bosses
you get
in one room? I'm just.
See, you're making major troubles right now. Well, there are none, fans.
Look. You think that jazz? What? You think jazz? Look. You think Jam's right book only? I got titles for you, girl.
I see you have titles for me, but they don't all apply, except to your imagination, which is beautiful. You have a beautiful imagination. But, yes, I was there working. I didn't need a title to work. I just need to know what my tasks were, sir. And being I knew what they were,
you were
able to perform those tasks.
You
thank you.
Task. I got you.
Task. Yes,
that's what
that
meant, Nicole.
I
good
said,
for you.
I said, you know. That's what they do. So I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
Hey, you didn't know that Jay King was known as the Creole pimp, huh?
No, I wasn't aware. I think that you are creating a situation here. I'd love you to ask Lathers about all of this come tomorrow, Pim. Can you dial in with the one? For more fun tomorrow, Pam. Tell him to his face, Pam, and we'll see where we can go.
Look, that's why he said. That's why he tell people you wouldn't want to meet me back in my younger days. Yeah, he the pimp slapped you, shot you with his gun in the end.
That's right. That's right. He the spit in your face.
That was never a real pimp.
Yeah, yeah, she must be one of them. She must be one of them good old hoes. You know, she got super head. She can get some of that super head.
Okay.
going absolutely nowhere. I like to hear y'all telling this tomorrow.
Hey, trouble. You know she. You know she a top. She might be top notch. She come flying down. You know, to work at the Economic Summit, performing special pass. Keep the guests entertained.
Wow. The skills I possess aren't good enough. I gotta pick up the musician skills.
She was working in the head room.
Ah.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Wow. He was lacking in nice. Wow.
Now Nicole.
Yes.
Now do you remember?
3 o'clock, get your head right.
So it's something,
hey, look,
it's something you, it's something you forgot.
6 o'clock, let's get art and crafty.
You got to the car.
4 o'clock, your weather girl.
I don't know why those are more valuable. I have to go dig in y'all bags and bring out this nonsense. I mean, I don't understand it, but you know, I'm not going to look to you both to help me understand. I'm just going to have to ignore you two.
What you mean?
That's all right. You work. We all know you work the head room. We all know you work the head room for free. Jay took all the money from you.
Hey, look. I'm going to help you make understand. Don't you work for community service right now? Aren't you community service right now?
I do.
Huh?
And that's good enough.
Aren't you
enough.
Community service right now?
Am I confused?
I said, are you community serving right now? Are you serving the community?
Yeah, she is. She got the mayor. The mayor gave her an award with a head on it.
That's a key to the city. Why look? Why he was shoving the key to his city? You hear me? He said, "You got the key."
To take me where I wanna be. You got the key.
You
know,
don't
the third bar is not going like it was supposed to. We're going to do better, okay?
Topics.
Hey, somebody call me. My phone's about to go out.
I'll leave with you, buddy.
Let me go see if I can get to the other phone real quick before it cuts out. God damn it. Hold on.
Don't nobody want to call you. They don't want to hear your ass, nigga. I hope your phone died, nigga.
Oh, that Reese, that shit again?
No, that's Six Eyes.
What's up with Six Eyes and damn you? Oh, Lord. Six Eyes.
All right, and we're back.
God damn, Six Eyes, you got to get some new music, man.
Huh?
Is that your performance song? When you have your arts and crafty girl there?
Hell no, hell no. You can't make shit. You can't make shit sound good like that.
You know, Ali, get you some work out there. I mean, get you some work out there.
I was hoping your phone died, nigga.
I'm already established, brother.
Terrence
ain't got a new album coming. So, you know, it is what it is. They talked about Jesus, so, hey, I got nothing coming.
So, Nicole,
but I'm putting in
do?
Work.
I didn't want to inform. I didn't want to know. What did you do about that? Where's your task?
I'm putting in the work each day. Charles, I don't talk about what I do. I just let the world hear it.
No, actually,
because
Nicole, what she did at the summit.
Okay.
Ain't nobody talking about what you do, nigga. The world ain't heard it.
Because when you talk too much, you don't have time to work. So I gotta work. So I ain't got time to talk. Unlike you.
Why are you on the radio show then, cussing and shit?
Because listen, listen, God is still working on me.
Yeah, he got a lot of work to do, nigga. A whole lot of work to do on your motherfucking ass.
At least I can recognize it, though. At least I can recognize it.
God is on time. God is the on time God. How come you ain't an
on
time child?
Because I was 3 minutes late. I got other things to do. And sometimes I lose track of time.
Hey, you fast him. It's his demon.
If I do my intro, if I don't, it doesn't matter, as long as I show up.
Oh, Mickey Boo, where you at?
Don't be asking where I'm at, Penn. You ain't looking for me, but then you get it.
I've been trying to find out, what did you do at the economic summit that you were
I told you what she did. She was giving head in the headroom all day. From 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Snitchy poo was snitchy sucking.
Wow. That's horrible, Aileen, of you. So, I would answer your question, Tim, but you don't want to know because you was already making trouble.
Why? Oh, wait.
Hey, Big Charles. She sucked. Hey, Big Charles, she sucked on one. She sucked on one. He stuck his thing through the hole in the bagel.
Clarify. Look. Denounce your all your titles. Explain what you did. That's all. You say, hey, this is what I did.
With me, and that's what I was
doing.
That's
the six eyes of John Beckman's motherfucking ass.
Who are that damn noise?
Wow.
That's
Ali
making all that noise.
Man, I'm working.
That's how it sound. That's how it sound in the head room this weekend when Snitchy Poo was in there.
I thought you said, if I don't come for you, you don't come for me. You don't keep your word good, Cuddle. You don't do it, Cuddle.
Cut all that noise out, girl. You still giving head? Damn, the summit's over. What you do, take the summit home?
Thank you.
Damn. God damn. And she gobbling when you hear that sound.
That's cold-blooded.
Say it's cold-blooded when you were sitting there co-signing with him, Penn.
Wow. I just said it's cold-blooded. That's all. I'm just saying it's cold-blooded. I ain't co-signing. I just said it's cold-blooded.
Denounce them pins, Penn.
So what happened?
Halloween candy out.
I mean, just go ahead and just say it. What happened?
Well, it was a wonderful event, I'll tell you that. And
wow,
we went way over capacity to the amount of registrants that we had. We doubled.
What did you do?
Damn. She said it was a vast amount of men waiting in line. They all registered.
That's not what I said, Tuttles.
They said I went over the capacity. We were way over the capacity. Come on. I asked you what you did. I didn't ask you counts and all that stuff. I said, what
you said,
do?
How was it? You asked me how it was.
I said, no, I
so I'm telling you
doing?
How it was, Tim.
I said, I asked you what you did.
Talk
how
today,
was
Nicole.
That's all. Go ahead. What did you do?
So I'm telling you what I did. And if you're paying attention, I'm telling you. So
okay.
I helped at the table and everywhere else that was needed, except for what you two jokers are talking about. That was never there. Lathers runs a respectable establishment. So
she was at the table doing it.
She was giving
table head.
There you ran table. What,
knee pads?
I'm going to slap you in your neck, Ali. Sure. That's what you're about to get. You're about to get slapped in the neck.
Hey, look.
I will be in San Diego.
I heard you got slapped in the neck with one of them ding-dongs on the table.
Wow.
I'm trying to train you a little bit, but I want specifics of what you did. I don't want to say, look, I want you to say nothing about,
yeah, sure.
I don't want to say nothing about the item. I want to say task. So don't say ran a table. Because if you tell the police I ran a table, look, we ain't question for Jay King's affair. I want to know what did you do at the summit for JK. Well, I ran a table. Oh, you already incriminate the man.
You don't know what kind of table you ran for. I don't know. Nicole, what was on the table?
Paperwork. Paperwork was on the table. Lots and lots of paperwork was on the table with pens. Not you. Different quality of pens was on the table. Okay? With some clipboards on the table. There was like,
you said some papers was on the table? You said papers, huh? Okay. Okay. Was there any napkins on the table for you to wipe your mouth? Did you have any handkerchiefs for your mouth?
You're right. There was no such thing needed nor required because it wasn't a red light summit. It was an economic summit. You two, stop it. It's horrible. And y'all speaking against your brother directly. Because
she don't need no lights. She can do it all in the dark.
Wow. Yep.
All
in
the dark.
San Diego.
How do you know, Ali?
Because the price ain't going to know one.
Look, you better stop reaching. I'm telling you, you don't want me to come for you, man.
Nah, that was a good question. How would you know?
Whatever you want,
Ali.
Your little words do not bother me.
That's all right. It's the truth, though. You better leave me the fuck alone.
You don't know anything about the truth in my life, motherfucker.
I know you're a motherfucking big old ass to be single forever. Don't nobody want no big old motherfucking donkey donk stomach in his bitch.
Ali, first of all, you dumb motherfucker. You can call me fat. You can say I'm big. You can do all of that. You don't know what the fuck I look like.
I know
you
what you
look
like.
Online,
I've seen your motherfucking big old fat ass.
That's right. I do got a big old fat ass.
You need to go to the dentist, too, and get your teeth clean.
Ali.
Wow. Think in the morning, third hour of power. Wow.
We had a much better talk yesterday.
I don't know what's going on, Beckman. Wow.
Don't nothing you say bother me. Because your motherfucking opinion of me, what I look like, what I sound like, what I anything, don't fucking matter.
That's what you're doing yourself.
What?
Wow, this is getting serious.
Well, I don't want it to get serious.
I don't either.
This is tame compared to others.
But, you know, Orson, you know, what's that guy Orson, End of the World? I forget his last name, but he was very convincing. So maybe that's what we're doing. You know, we're just that convincing. But I think we love each other.
Love is in the air.
Every time I look around.
I certainly hope we love one another.
Absolutely. Nicole, you did a good job working this weekend. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, King Beckman. Everyone worked hard.
That's right. You're a hard worker. And you're a good writer.
Hotel staff was awesome.
You should say that's my hard, Nicole.
What? I can't keep up with y'all with all these innuendos. I want to take what King Beckman said as a positive.
My only thing, I didn't know you made your commute back safely. You know, that's what you forgot.
Oh, that's what you meant by earlier. Oh,
yeah.
You are correct. Yeah. You are correct. So, I apologize. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I did. I didn't get back until, like, early afternoon. But I was so tired.
Now I can go to sleep knowing it's okay.
Say that part again.
I said, now I can sleep knowing that you're back.
I apologize to you. So, yes, I went to sleep no sooner than I got back. I didn't even, like, unpack or anything.
Ah.
I was tired. Okay. And I was trying to catch a little bit of a cold, but it's cleared up now. But I think that's because, you know, it was so much air conditioning. But when we were positioned down in a lobby, you know, there was, like, moments where it was hot and then the sun was coming through. And so I think that, you know, just too much.
You shouldn't use the word position.
Now, look, just because you a gutter ball, your mind is where it ought not be concerning what I say. I don't mean that the way you mean it, gutter. Gutter Smurf.
We know why you was tired.
Hold up. Why you call that man Gutter Smurf?
He's talking about words. He's pulling out words that he's trying to say have different meaning, and maybe they do. But don't be talking about I'm saying it like I mean it that way. That's
you
what
are
I mean.
Saying it. You are saying it. If somebody was telling me, listen, say, man, what your girl was doing at the place where she was working at the dome. Man, she was working a table. Working a table? She was going to work a table. Look,
that
the point is, working a table. No. That doesn't
well,
say
down
anything.
Well, down in New Orleans, maybe not. Maybe you'll see it different. But I'm trying to tell you, in California,
that's what it means right there.
Broaden your horizon.
Nicole, I'm going to say that you grew up, in a suburban white neighborhood or something. And you didn't grow up in a Because if I told Nicole the same damn, if I told Mary the same thing, she'd be questioning the table too. I'm sure Reese would be questioning the damn
more
table.
Than one language. She speaks more than one language. She would know. She would consider the context in which it's being spoke, and she would
know, considering who's speaking,
that they can't possibly mean that.
There's no specific. There's no specific nothing in working the table. Working the table is broad.
Now you're trying to call me a broad. I'm watching you.
I call you a broad. I didn't say, no, I didn't.
Oh, but you
I
said working the table
statement.
Is broad,
it's
right?
It's a broad statement.
So when you say broad, you must mean it in a negative context.
No, I didn't. No, no. I said working the table is broad, meaning it's a broad statement. I mean, it doesn't say anything. Work a table don't mean nothing.
So there you go. There you go, Penn.
So
when I said position and papers, I don't mean it in those terms. See, thank you for making my point, Penn. Take a note, Penn.
So then you said I was passing out papers, clipboards. So now it made me seem like you were helping people fill out forms. Now, if you just said I was working a table, helping people fill out forms, that would have been something different. But you didn't say that.
You asked what was on the table. Someone asked me what was on the table.
Because
I said papers was on the table. I said pens was on the table.
I was trying to clarify what you was doing at the table.
So I said to you, I'm at the registrant's table. Right then and there, you know what I'm talking about. Registrant.
No, you didn't say that. You said I was working the table. That's it.
I was working the table helping the registrants. There you go.
See that?
All
now,
that implies.
That's specifying a job.
There you go. And now you know. And now you know that that means that we did not have a red light district. It was an economic summit. That now you know. Now you know. You know it was above board and all legitimate. Lathers would not put on. These other types of places, other types of venues you're talking about. He the Creole pimp and all this.
You said it. I didn't say it. You said it.
Y'all told me. I ain't know nothing about this.
You
I ain't know nothing about this. You better hope I don't say
that
tomorrow. I might say something about
it
tomorrow, Ben.
You said it. I didn't say it. You called a Creole pimp. It must be true. It must be true. It must be true. Let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something. You know, when somebody said, man, don't call him my name like that, because they don't want everybody to know. But once the name is exposed, they keep saying it because you know it's true. So, Fed, let me tell you, Fed, it must be true. It must be true.
We're going to see tomorrow if it's true. You better hope You better hope
Fishy
has
him. You call him the Creole pimp. I'm just saying.
Y'all call him that. I didn't call him that.
You said, you denounced it. At first you denounced it, and you denounced it, and you should have said it no more. When you came back and you said it again, that made it like a bam, bam.
Bring that same energy on tomorrow, Ken. First 2 hours tomorrow. I don't know when I'm gonna bring it up.
So now you keep Creole pipping you. So now I'm gonna say this conversation. Hey Nicole, you know you my top notch. I need you to come down here and work these tables. You understand?
He knows this is me and saying.
I want nobody else. I want my shit running right, and I need you in charge. You gonna come work these tables? So look here, I got a quick price.
I was not.
You don't get first class.
I was not anybody. That did not happen like that, Pins. Pins, you put him right now, Pins.
Wait, he sent you down the Greyhound? What?
I transported myself, Pins.
Wow.
Because every nickel was needed to help those micro and mini micro businesses to win their awards. So he was gracious enough to make certain that I was there in the hotel so I didn't have to drive back and forward. I'm not going to ask, can you fly me in and all this other. I'm not getting flued in, Pins.
PMI.
I'm telling you what's going on because you on one right now. I need to bring you back a couple of notches. Pins.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. When somebody giving a fairy look, when somebody telling a fairy story, fantasies and all that other stuff, don't try to clarify because no matter what, you're going to add to the story. So now you didn't pitch yourself down. He put me in a hotel.
Look.
Let me show you how you just add to the story, right? You said, oh, he put me in a hotel. You know, I was gracious, you know, because every dollar was needed. So now what you make me understand is he creeled you so hard in the mind that he just said, look at me. You need to get down here, and I got a room for you. Everything going to be kosher. You need to make sure you work the table for me, okay? Because every penny counts. I ain't got no time to prepare on you like that. So everything will be done for free, okay? All served for free.
Yes.
Understand.
Right now.
And you gave out a lot of awards. I'm just saying. King
gave out a lot of awards. And the sponsors that helped make it happen. They gave out the awards.
Free award certificates to your room, first class.
My God.
I get it. Oh. I understand. You understand those dimes and pennies were needed.
We weren't going to be wasteful. No. Yes.
I understand,
right.
Man. You get it? Creole
pimp. It was an economic summit.
Creole
wasn't my popping bottle.
I got it. You know, I guess
he's coming with you.
Hey, look, you said, kiss my boot.
No. You stop it.
Like, you like my boots I got on, my shoes I got on today? You know he got that Italian leather for you.
I'm going to hit you with a boot.
He said, look at girl. Go in that roof out here and hit you with this Italian leather shoe.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen Charles in rare form this afternoon.
I know. Don't worry. I'm going to converse with his team.
I'm trying not to ruin the body suit I got on today. Go ahead and get that room and handle your business. I need you to work that table. So, hair slicked up, Armani suit, Italian leather boots on. That's how you come in there. That pimp ring on the finger. You know what I mean?
He stopped it. Yeah, he do dress well. Now, that's the truth. I don't figures from the pimping position pins.
I know you don't see him for the pimping position. You call him
Look
daddy.
Look at all these rumors.
I understand, daddy.
Oh, God. Six, when I get to the queen of pins and steam, when I get to her, she's going to know everything.
Wait, what are you doing?
Wow.
When I get,
to
the queen of your esteem, she going to know everything you do up in here. Yes, she going to know it all. She's not going to be surprised. She's not going to be surprised.
Let me tell you something. My wife already told
me.
Look, my wife and my sister told me that I belong in the crazy hospital. I don't care. they both said, I don't care. It don't make no difference. But I know Creole pimping is your lifestyle now.
See, you know nothing about no Creole pimping until you said that. That's when I first heard it. I heard it here in the third hour of power. We're going to see tomorrow, though. Bring that same energy tomorrow, Pins. Don't miss it.
Huh?
Bring that
don't
same energy tomorrow. We're going to ask Lazarus himself about Creole pimping. Armani's pinky ring.
I try to be for third hour of power. I try to be there for that third hour of power. But,
yes.
Hey, look, I'm just saying to you.
We miss you when you're not here. We miss you when you're not here, Pins.
I know
that.
You miss me. Oh? Because I bring out your truth.
See, there you go. There you go.
I know.
Oh, God.
My words are your elixir. I got it.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
It empowers
me. I'm empowered.
To tell the truth. For your, look. I speak for your real lifestyle, so you want to help wash away your sins. I got it.
Oh, well, not exactly. You got something, though. You got deductions. You got deductions. But I don't know if you truly got my lifestyle. Y'all not reading y'all notes correctly.
What notes?
The notes you should have been taking. See, that explains you're not taking good notes. That's why you don't know what you're saying right now.
Look, your performance is on the highest note. I think Ali would have to agree to that.
Well, don't be bringing kettles up in here. He done burn his bread. Talking about, I'm out here. Never mind. I don't even want to repeat it. Don't bring kettles back in here.
You might as well repeat it. You get paid double.
So let me break a little of your resume. Let me show you how your resume goes down on the network. Let me just show you how your resume goes down, okay? You're Austin Crafty on one radio, right?
That's on my network.
Wait. Crafty on one. You're Snitchy Poo on another one. You got three jobs on another network, right? Then you come back, that's your real job where you community service the thing. Then you got where you come and hand the tables on the side of J. King again. So I'm just saying, you kind of like your resume. You heard all of that? I'm ready to say this now.
It all ties together, Pins. It's all the same. It all ties together. It's not contradicting to each other. It all ties together.
And Six Eyes is all in the same network, pimping you out. And I don't know who community service belongs to. I'm starting to think that J. King might have something to do with that community service joint you work for right now. Because you say all three tie together.
What I bring to each and all, they all tie together.
Bring?
Yes.
Six
yes,
eyes.
What I bring. Yes.
Six eyes?
Yes, I don't come empty-handed. No.
Yeah.
Six eyes?
Uh-huh.
Six eyes. What does she bring to your table?
Awesome.
She works the table, right?
Yes. She...
You see how Six Eyes paused? You see how Six Eyes, that's what I'm talking about. You see how Six Eyes paused? He's being very careful. What the fuck you about to say?
He's entitled to pause. It's common courtesy to give someone 25 seconds to respond.
No. Listen to what I just did. I asked Six Eyes What does she bring to your table? And he paused. He never answered real
because
quick.
Listen.
He already knows what you do, but he needs to be careful with the next words coming out of his mouth.
You can take a page from his book, Vince. You should be careful too, Vince.
He's being very careful. Understand how he didn't come to see, you might think it is a negative thing because he didn't say nothing quickly. But he understands that next words out of his mouth could be gunfire.
I just said it's common courtesy to give 22 to 25 seconds to a person once you've asked them a question.
Whoa! You said that's all you giving? Girl, you go.
I mean, yeah, you don't need to ask for an immediate 20, answer.
25 seconds at the table, and you done?
You don't need an immediate answer.
Man.
Give them 22 to 25 seconds to respond.
No.
You be trying to get people to answer right now. You be like, answer right now. Don't
you say it.
That is what I said.
Let me
ask you the archives,
Oh, wait. Let me say something.
And I need 20. I need 22 seconds to respond.
No. That's false. Six Eyes
that's
already
not false.
Said he's already. Hold up, wait. I'm gonna show you where you're lying. That's false. That is a false statement.
I'm a liar. Oh my
that's a false statement. Listen.
I'm gonna look
Six
it up.
Six Eyes already
knows. Why are you telling me where I'm wrong?
Six
I'm gonna look it up.
Already mentioned because he's already came back when I asked him a question before about what you've done. And he mentioned all. He didn't pause. He automatically said it. That's a false. So let me show you. If you ask another married man, right, or a woman, you really love him, huh? And she pauses in a minute, and she can't say it right quick, yeah? Oh, no, that's a problem. If you pause for 1 second, it's a problem.
That's not the question you're asking, Dave.
No, because that's the truth. That's the truth.
What's
the truth don't have a pause in it. The truth don't have a pause in it. Like you speak about what you do without thinking about what you say, about the causes after, you speak in your
look
truth.
Look where it got me.
Okay,
that's how I'm seeing a man in the back.
No. Listen. Regardless of where it got you, you speak in your truth. Whether I perceive it right or wrong, you speak your truth. You don't hold back. You automatically answer the question without any failure to like non-responded. You speak it. So that's BS. So don't never take somebody and say, oh, they were trying to get their thoughts. Nah, motherfucker. That ain't true.
You're supposed to
that's
give someone
bullshit.
Time to gather their thoughts, pans.
No. Fuck that. Quick answers. When you do those simple shit, it's quick answers. That's it. You know, that's it. So, you know, whatever people take and perceive it as, that's one thing. I understand Cleo Pippen, J.K. and tore your ass 20, 25 minutes. You know what I mean? I got it.
Seconds.
Oh, he told you seconds. Y'all
no,
heard
he didn't tell me that.
Y'all heard me.
You missed what you did.
Hey, you responded to it. I put it out there. I want to see if you go say something. So he told you 20, 25 seconds, right?
You said minutes.
No.
And I said seconds.
Purposely.
What?
I did that purposely.
Give somebody 22 to 25 seconds to respond.
I said, Jay King
That's
told
what
you
I
to
said.
Give, look, I said, Jay, just because Jay King told you give him 20, 25 seconds, and you said no, 25 minutes. You say no, 20 to 25 seconds. You said that he said.
So you
corrected me.
You.
I didn't flip nothing.
Because you trying to trap me.
No, no,
you
trapped yourself. You trapped yourself.
I trapped myself.
I understand you getting Creole pimped. I get it.
I am not being Creole pimped.
You being Creole pimped?
No, I'm not.
He hitting you with that red skin man love. I get you. I got it.
Red skin man. Stop that, man.
I get it. I get boy.
Oh,
that boy. Boy. That boy. Oh, he a singer. He a singer. He a radio host.
I didn't know about all that until after Pants. That came later, Pants. I learned of that later, Pants. I didn't know nothing about that originally, Pants. I did not.
Real Pants.
You just told me that today, Pants. Tomorrow, have that same energy tomorrow.
What?
Since you're going to bring it up, I'm bringing it up tomorrow. I am. I am. And we're going to let Lavis answer for himself.
What you mean you're going to bring it up? You ain't got to bring nothing up.
I'm going to bring it up. I'm about to bring it.
You
affiliated
that,
me
you
with the Creole Pimp. I'm bringing that up for clarification.
Look. Jay King has a lot of important people he deal with. If you bring his business out there, you're going to have to, you're gonna have to take
it. You bring his business out here now.
And look, you're going to bring it. Look, you're the ones exposing them. I told you. I said, Jay King, I understand Jay King told you 20, 25 minutes. You said, no, 20, 25 seconds.
To a question, yes.
No, why you responding to your truth? You saying truth. I get it.
Let me see.
I understand.
I'm going to see something.
I understand.
So you saying, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up in the first 2 hours. We're going to address it in the third hour.
Look. I'm going to tell you now. You know what you do, Stitchy Poo? You're going to put in your Stitchy report.
I will.
I get it. I know you will. Talking about it's been exposed that now he's a Creole pimp. I just won't put it out there. You won't put it out there. That's on you, my sister. But I'm going to tell you motherfucker like me, motherfucker, deny that shit. I ain't saying fucking
thing. Oh, God.
I don't know, motherfucker.
See, why deny it? Why deny it, though, Pim? You done said it.
I'll do shit.
Oh.
That's some bullshit you talking right now. Motherfucker, you 20, 25 seconds. Damn. Them Italian shoes is a motherfucker, boy.
Yep, I'm bringing up the suit. The shoes and the pinky ring, all that. All that, because you said a whole lot. I'm going to bring up the fact that he was running a red light. He was running a red light summit, not an economic summit. You going to address all that, Pans. You going to address all that.
Yeah, he was. I get it. I understand.
You going to get
some things
it.
20, 25 seconds ain't easy. I get it.
Ask someone a question. Give them 22 to 25 seconds to respond.
Ali, are you still there?
That's a courtesy.
Ali, you still there?
He's at work. Yeah, I think he's at work.
I tell you what. 6 Eyes, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So let me ask you a question. You had a girl can knock you down 20, 25 seconds. Who would you call her?
That's not what I meant.
I'm asking.
I said respond to a question.
I'm asking
response to a question.
I'm asking 6 Eyes a question.
Okay.
If she can make you get to the center and touch the roll pop in 20, 25 seconds.
My God.
A pro.
She bigger than a pro. 20 to 25 seconds,
y'all,
done.
Y'all are brickiest of brickheads towards me. You all are the brickiest of brickheads towards me. It's not right.
The way you show improve.
The people I said way out of context. Pins.
You did it. I didn't do it. You put the stamp on it.
I didn't. I really didn't.
No, you did.
Nicole, you still got some water?
No, I'm out of water. I'm out of water.
I'm going to need you to go to the kitchen and get some water. We're going to take a small break. The third hour of Power on the JKN. got to get you off this hot seat.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kudos to you.
There is
Thank you. Look, there's no getting out of this hot seat, Bo. You have planted yourself in a seed that you cannot come out of until you fall off a tree. And even then, you have ripened to the point that you have spoiled yourself.
I've never seen Big Charles this animated. This is pretty something. Wow.
So, I'm going to give a scenario. You get off the, you get your own transportation down there. You come off the bus. You're looking real bad.
Uh-huh.
You're taking a long way home bus, economic summit. You say, "Come on, girl, get your bag. You gotta get this room. Look, I ain't got time." And watch my chair. So he puts you in the Mercedes. You get it. Look, wait. Don't ruin my love.
Is Jim McNorton they driving?
That no. That's JK driving. JK got drive. JK driving the Pitmobile. He's driving his Mercedes. So she got to make sure she cleaned up, you know. She got to clean her shoes off before he get his shit. He don't want no shit all over his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she kept her shoes off and she get in the car. Say, "Now look, this is important. You need to work this table today. Don't make me have to get these Italian leather shoes dirty and Armani outfit messed up. So I need 20 to 25 seconds on this table for each person. So we're gonna be giving out some rewards and making people feel real comfortable. You understand what I mean? All right. I said feel bad. Look here.
Wow.
Don't be saying their name out there like that. I'm J. King right now, okay? Call me King. We cool with that. All right, Daddy. What I just tell you? Bitch, what I just told you? What I told you, bitch?
Wow.
Look, I need my money on clipboards. You're going to put them over here, and I need 20, 25 seconds to each person. So I'm going to start sending these motherfuckers up here. I'm saying 20, 25 seconds. I need my money. Must have been a good summit.
So what was your script? What was your greeting, Nicole?
I cannot believe you're going to jump in here. Rest assured, Charles, that it wasn't the agreement that Pins is over here talking about.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Absolutely not.
People in the bonus hour, what was the greeting?
Bonus hour?
The third hour of bonus.
Okay. And pardon me.
At the end of the day,
you gotta side with your brothers, even you.
Look, she's in the middle of the second, 20, 25 seconds, she's about to see people. Bing, bing. Say, "Bitch, I gotta go home. I just got COVID." "Well, look, you take care of my shit, and I'll collect my money later. I got to take care of this Kobe shit. Bitch, don't play with my money."
All right, go. Hey, how's it going? This is Mike. I'm here from Oklahoma. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I got some service here. Check me in. Hello, Mike. Mike Griswold.
Look, now here you go. The knock on the door. Pop, 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 pop. "Yeah, I heard you performing these service 25 seconds. What's up with that?"
Nothing's up with that. That was the response time to a question.
The King special.
Long way from Oklahoma. Are you going to check me in or what?
No, anybody checking you in.
Look, go to room.
No.
Look, we're gonna check you in. Look. Go see the special man.
My name is Mike Griswold from Oklahoma. Are you gonna check me in?
I don't care if your name is Pablo Picasso. No. No.
I'll be back. I'll be back. I got
don't worry
name.
About
that.
Go to New
can
Orleans
you
and see
wait, 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 wait. Can you imagine?
I
want to
take your damn flower out of your hair.
Can you imagine how many
you
people should check in for 25 seconds, every 25 seconds? Man, he bust down the whole hotel and everybody in the block. He watched 16 CP. That's him hand strong.
Hey, Nicole, this is Jerome. I got a cannabis business. You going to check me in?
Nah, check out the Beratosaurus from Del Paso
Jerome,
Heights.
Jerome Smith.
Nah, no. See Beratosaurus, Del Paso Heights.
So
this is not the kind of summit. We don't do street pharmaceuticals here.
Y'all said we could pitch our business, right?
Nah. We said legitimate business, not business.
Well, listen. I got cannabis growing in my basement, right? And I got the lights. You know, I went to Lowe's and got the lights on.
You can have cannabis growing out your backside. We're not receiving. We're not receiving
your
pitch here today.
You know what, Moss? You about to know something. What's your number so I can call you later? What room you staying in?
777-9311.
You know what? It is my number, you know, because that's my favorite song. So give me a call later on tonight. Give me a call out to your room, all right?
Negative. But have a Jesus day.
Yeah, I'll be waiting up.
See?
Pop, goes my mind. I get it.
It's going to go to the back of your neck. You know, I said I was going to travel to New Orleans. I did say it was on my list. I may have to move it up.
Come down here.
We have to move it up.
Let me tell you, look.
Seventh
you,
Ward.
I tell you where I'm going.
Seventh Ward.
Yeah, you coming Seventh Ward?
Mm-hmm. Seventh Ward.
Come down here.
Yeah.
You watch the party Seventh Ward you go in. But if you come down to
for the disrespect.
For the what?
For that disrespect.
What
I think
disrespect?
I'm going to have to pay you. Your disrespect.
No, look. Don't come over here because you don't have a city of your own stand. You know what I'm saying? It's because your city, you know, didn't kick you out.
What happened to Mary? Where Mary go? Yo, Ma. Yo, where Mary
at? You leave Queen Mary alone.
Yo, this Jamal. What's up?
Nah, we ain't interested in your services either, Jamal.
Well, you know,
whatever you talking about, we don't want to hear it. We ain't trying to hear it.
Look, check it out.
No, you check on out of here.
Well,
anyway.
I'll be back. Nicole, I got you. I'll be back.
This is Kings in the Morning, not Silly Bananas in the Morning.
Stop.
Have a nice day.
Hey. That what you told me you was holding, Silly Bananas?
See? Forget it. I can't say nothing.
Yeah, I got something at the desk, you know.
It holds you wrong at the desk.
You can hear me. I'm at the desk, you know. I just went up there. This chick Nicole up there got flowers all in her head. I look different, motherfuckers. But look, I got to get checked in because she's talking about not right now, whatever. So I'm gonna walk over about 20 minutes, you know, and get checked in. And we're gonna get this motherfucking money for this business, you know. It's like that, straight up and down.
It was like that for a lot of people, but not you, Jamal.
I ain't
sorry.
All the way for this motherfucker for nothing. I'm gonna win that goddamn money.
Oh.
I mean, you got your pitch down? All right. Now, don't fuck up. How you doing, Jamal Smith? Ready to get checked in?
He must be early for next year, Jamal.
No, I told you I'll be back.
He's mad early for next year.
Quit fucking around.
We're not even going to be at Embassy Suites next year because it's going to be so large. We're not even going to be able to fit in Embassy Suites next
listen
year.
Here.
So just stay tuned, Jamal.
Wait. You said there's not going to be one next year because it's going to be so large. Man, you did a great job. You brought the house down.
I didn't do a great job in the way
you
that you're saying.
So
Everybody who made this happen did a great job.
Lady, you going to check me in or what?
Nah, it's not going to happen for you, Jamal, but, you know.
Jamal Smith.
Okay, I tell you what, Jamal. So go outside the front door.
Let me take a picture with you. Come here.
No. Okay, I tell you. All right. I tell you where we're going to take a picture at.
No, come here.
You want a picture, right? You want a picture? Okay, then. So here, I'm going to tell you where I'm at.
Get over here.
Go out the front door and go down about 20 blocks in the third tree to the right. That's where you'll be able to take a picture. Enjoy that.
You're on the motherfucking game. I'll be back.
So did you like doing that? Did you like working at the summit?
You leave me alone. I'm not talking to you right now, Payne.
Hey,
I'm not talking.
I asked a simple question. Enjoy yourself. That's all I ask.
I can't say that honestly because you're going to take it turn it against me. I cannot speak with you because you're being mad disrespectful right now.
Well,
check it out. I'm back. So, let's get this picture going because it's getting dark out here.
Oh, God. I'm not talking to you, Pins. And, Jamal, I don't know how it's getting dark right now.
Let me get one of those flowers.
Smoke less. Keep that. Keep your faith in the Lord.
With those flowers for a keepsake. Now, quit fucking around.
Pins will take a picture of you if you bring him a man purse out of New Orleans.
You know what? Where's the management at? Because I don't like this.
Go see Pins, because you got to bring him a man purse if you want to get properly served.
Ain't up to me with that man purse. Nah, bro, that's all right. look, if you get off the plane, try to get my car with a man purse, I'm turning around. See, I'm gonna send you an Uber, dog.
Yo, thanks, man. What's your name, Charles? Thanks,
Pins.
Charles.
It was Pins.
What's his name?
Pins.
What his name is?
Pins. Pins. The co-signer.
Right, hey, homie, thanks. Now back to you, Nicole.
Nah, I assure you, you don't need to get back to me. Nah.
Let's get this picture going before I get upset.
Well, you're entitled to get upset and feel how you feel, but it will not result in a photograph. Have a beautiful day in the Lord.
Look. You're going to give me one of those flowers before I leave. Now, you got 8 of them. Now, let me get one.
No, that won't be possible. No, not at all. Have a beautiful day.
So all right. I'll catch you at dinner because they're serving us dinner. I'll see you.
You better bring about $100.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah, I see you.
I doubt it.
My girl enjoyed it, so that's all right.
Wow, see, third hour
pop. I can't.
What?
Trouble. I can't say to you, Pins, more than what I've said already because you're against me Pins. Maybe tomorrow I can say more about it.
Hey, look.
I can't tell you that I enjoy myself because you're going to say I enjoy myself. It's a derogatory term. And so I can't because you're being mad disrespectful.
I know.
So,
look. I said, that's all right. My girl said she's good.
You'll be telling Cuddles tomorrow. Yeah, she said she enjoyed herself, man. Forget your kids.
I'm here to sign in.
Y'all fools need a better calendar.
That's Reese Hopkins here to sign in. I'm here to my business.
He's on vacation, man. Imposter.
You went to the when you came down?
He's on vacation, imposter.
I'm here. I left Disneyland because I didn't like the experience. I got a lot going on with the business, and I'm here to pitch my business. You know, expansion.
Reese does not wish to pitch his business troubles. He said so himself.
You don't look.
Don't be telling me.
lots happened since Disneyland. I got a clean house when I get back. I mean, where's Jay King? Oh, he's asleep. He's probably sleeping. Nicole, yeah. So where do I register? What's for dinner? What we having? What's the grub tonight?
You should register for next year. This year is done.
what are we eating? Any kind of food here? I'm hungry. I didn't even eat.
Whatever your budget will bring you.
Well, I think
you guys were providing. Are you going to be
there
next year at the
summit? Yes,
are
I
you
will.
Up from,
so that,
are you
there's, oh, so Nicole, you're telling me that it's over 400 people here and there's no grub left? I mean, are you fuckers that greedy?
No, there was grub for everyone who registered.
Okay, well, I'm here late.
You're way late. You're way late. Today is Wednesday.
I can't get a dinner roll?
Today is Wednesday. You can get it at the vending machine. Venmo. Go to the vending machine. $1.50.
I cut my trip from Disneyland. Hey. I cut my trip from Disneyland to come here. I told you I would be here.
I don't recall you saying that.
You guys don't have no pasta on vacation, no dinner roll or something.
Oh, Embassy got all that for you. You need about a C note. Go have yourself a seat in the restaurant.
Oh, look, I got a fucking company. I got $100. I mean,
I know.
Anybody don't have $100 is crazy.
Well, enjoy yourself there at the restaurant. All the dinner rolls that your budget will bring you. They're right there for you. The summit ended on Saturday. Today is Wednesday.
You know, I'm going to call 6-5. I'll talk to you later.
6 can't help you. He can't help you.
See, the summit ended on.
It was a 2-day event, Pans. You know, listen,
so
good Pans.
You were done, right? You couldn't get no
2-day
therapy.
Event. I couldn't do what?
I said if you weren't registered, you couldn't get no service.
So, we did take folks who weren't registered. We took a lot of folks who weren't registered. But they weren't able.
Now, she wouldn't register
right?
Jamal again. She wouldn't register me.
Jamal, today is Wednesday. And anyway, you would have, if you wanted to be a contestant, Jamal, you would have already been in the loop. You'd have got all your emails and you would have known Wednesday wasn't the day to show up, Jamal. You would have known. You would have received a phone call from truly Jamal.
Hey,
Jamal Emal.
Yeah.
What kind of business you running, Jamali Mall? I can tell you right now. What kind of cannabis? Do you have a business license for the state of California, Jamali Mall?
Yeah, I got a license. My license ain't
No. Business license, not business license.
Look, they said pitch your idea, and this is why I'm here.
Nah. They wouldn't have told you that in that way, not in that order. There's a few things that have to happen first, Jamal. So that means that means you got the full packet on your email. You got email, right, Jamal? I'm just saying, right?
Oh,
is it on zigzag paper?
You
got zigzag paper.
Yeah.
Well, go check your zigzag paper and see if you have anything written there and get back to me. Thank you.
Zigzag paper.
You know what? See, you wanted those uppity chicks. You know all these guys.
What? No.
Yo.
You haven't met the uppity chicks.
Yo. So,
have a nice day.
I can't get past this Nicole. She's just here, you know, blocking every damn thing. You know, trying to get up in here and get us this money.
I told you go to the Nolia. I told you go see your brother Pins with a man Merce, and maybe he can help you.
Yo, I'll be back next year. I'm out of
here. You know.
Man, you're a hater.
And I hope I don't run into you next year.
You might.
Hey.
So
hate on.
I'm not a hater, Pam. Who's thinking hate on?
Damn, man.
Wow. So Jamal was pretty upset, huh? Nicole?
Well, wow. You know. I can only control my own behavior. Jamal is responsible for his own. You don't show up on a Wednesday trying to go to a 2-day summit that ended on a Saturday and expect things to happen for you. first.
I mean,
we got to keep a calendar.
Can get a dinner roll, can get no pasta.
Jamal can get a dinner roll, bring the same 100, have a seat in the restaurant. They will serve him.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Something
be right back.
It's all good.
Oh, is it? Is it, Pins? Is it all good?
Yeah, it's all good.
I beg to differ, Pins. I beg to differ.
You beg to differ about what?
I beg to differ that it's all good. It's not all good. It could be better.
All good.
If you do betters, if you do betters tomorrow, Pins, do betters.
Do better about what?
You was mad disrespectful today, Pins. You and Cuddles, both of you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't start denying now. You said you're going to wait till tomorrow to start denying.
Deny what?
You said you're going to deny everything you said today on tomorrow. You said you're going to go Bernie Mac, fade to black.
I don't know.